Blog Talk Radio.
Savage, and that's the only place to listen to wrestling, I do believe. Yeah, dig it. Yeah. Welcome to another exciting edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am, of course, the Dean of Credibility, Double D. You can catch me at Folsom County. With me, as always, is my co-host, and he is the above-average comedian, Dan the Man Law. How are you, sir?
What? Wrong name, but that's okay.
Where can people find you, Dan?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, Dan Law 83.
All right. And
I was waiting for a rebuttal.
And with me from the very start, yet again, it is Omega Squad Chris Green.
Got his name right.
Aloha, fine people. And Dan.
Exactly.
Well, tonight, we're off to a great start.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Woo. Tonight we are going to be joined by Zach Allen, former WWE star, in just a few moments. We will be talking with him. We're also going to be previewing the show that he will be making his debut on, Reign of Fire, New Moon Rising Wrestling. That's coming up this Saturday, so we're going to talk about that in great detail. We're going to be joined by Justin America as he takes on LJ Cruz. We are also going to be joined by the American Fatneck.
Roughneck.
I cannot wait. I have to balance my checkbook and take care of things.
We all know you don't balance your checkbook, Dean.
You don't have a checkbook.
I actually don't.
Pawn shop.
Not sure what that means. We're also going to be joined by Fredo
Cash
Majors.
Cash checks at a pawn shop.
I don't. We're also going to be joined by Fredo Majors as we're going to go down the Riot Pro show coming up this Friday from Ferris Hills, Pennsylvania. So, got a lot going on. Also, Master G's Theater will be on as well. Now, you can follow us on Twitter at HIAC Talk Radio. Like the Facebook, facebook.com/HIAC Talk Radio. Also go to the blog, which is being updated much more regularly now. That's HIACTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to a gentleman that's not even on the show.
No, I've done it. But anyway,
well, yeah,
that's
done
neither here nor there.
That's neither here nor there.
And we are also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, but we are going to go right to Zach Gowen as he makes his debut with New Moon Rising Wrestling coming up this Saturday from Deptford, New Jersey. And, well, Dan, your memories of Zach Gowen very briefly before we go.
I mean, obviously it sticks out that not like any other wrestler I've ever seen out there that has, you know, a prosthetic leg and who could the things he could do in the ring, well, I guess, he shined and out, I can't think of the word. He outdid himself over many other superstars when I was watching him. And the only regret I remember is it didn't last very long. Not long to me, anyway.
That would be true. Of course, he was with in the ring with Hogan, with Roddy Piper. He wrestled Brock Lesnar on an edition of SmackDown.
And the things he did, quite frankly, with one leg and a prosthetic is quite frankly amazing, in my opinion. And, you know, I was one of the guys who was watching TNA when he was in TNA for a little while and thought they would do more with him. And that's why I'm not paying the big bucks to make the decisions. Apparently, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Omega, how do you feel about Zach Allen? Some memories of Zach Allen before we get right to him.
Well, I think Dan said, it was someone so young coming in, just starting his training, coming in and making the big leagues. You got to like that, and that would be awesome for anyone, much less someone with prosthetic leg. That's fantastic. You could really tell that he really loved the business, really, really wanted to be there. I enjoyed enjoyed him in his time in WWE.
I marked out every time he did a moonsault.
I did too. I like that.
And let's not forget, of course, the reason he was primarily there was a feud with Vince McMahon. So you can't get much better than that.
No, I mean, here you go. We're going to put you on TV. You're going to feud with Vince. What?
But without much further ado, we're going to get right to Zach Allen, talk about the campaign he's currently involved with Gregory Iron, right after his theme music.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
It is Zach Allen. Zach, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for the warm words. It's always weird to have people that I don't know talk about me and my career because I'm so self-conscious, but I definitely appreciate the kind words.
Oh, not a problem at all. Now, somehow, some way, you are now involved with New Moon Rising Wrestling coming up this Saturday. First of all, how did this all come about? Because I'm as curious as anyone else out there.
Sure. Well, first of all, me and Greg, we're known as the Handicapped Heroes. Greg suffers from cerebral palsy, and he was inspired to become a professional wrestler, like you guys were talking about, when he saw me on WWE TV. Doing a moonsault, and so our paths have crossed, and we've joined forces, and it really happened with New Moon Rising last minute because we didn't know our schedule. See, we're going to be in New Jersey Saturday morning with the Kicking It Anti-Bullying campaign. We have a big, huge celebrity-filled ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new it's a preschool and after-school anti-bullying center. And it just turns out that we have Saturday night free on the East Coast. So Greg and I put it out to the universe. We hit Facebook, we hit Twitter. We threw it out there that we were available, we're looking for work. New Moon Rising contacted us, and they were so enthusiastic and so professional. with our dealings with them that we jumped at the opportunity to wrestle for that promotion and for the fans they have.
Oh, well, I am part of that promotion. I'm the commentator there. Dan's also part of the promotion as well. He is the floor director slash main camera operator. So thank you for those warm words about the promotion we do work for.
Thank you.
Now let's get back to this Kickin' It Kids campaign that you and Greg are involved with. Now, what is the story with the Kickin' It Kids campaign?
Sure. Greg and I are looking to do, we're looking to expand beyond professional wrestling. We want to reach beyond, you know, the reach that wrestling has, because let's face it, wrestling is a niche audience, and we want to share our story with kids that, you know, might not necessarily be wrestling fans. We feel our stories have some sort of mainstream appeal and can be beneficial for people in need of hearing it. And so we linked up with Kickin' It a few months ago, and they're helping us get gigs where we come to schools and we share stories with kids, and you know, we try to plant seeds of inspiration wherever we go. And it just so happens they have their big event in New Jersey this Saturday.
And that's a big ribbon cutting, like you were saying, up in Freehold.
Yes. Yep. Up in Freehold, and it's a beautiful center. It's a beautiful building, and I like to be involved with any kind of positive or forward thinking, and especially with kids too. You know, as cliche as it sounds, you know, kids are our future. And I can relate to these kids, and Greg can relate to these kids, because we grew up being bullied. We grew up feeling weird. We grew up feeling different. We grew up feeling on the outside. And we try to show by example of how to overcome that. And I think that's what makes our story so relatable to these kids.
So, Zach, as a father of an autistic child, you know, bullying is very top of mind for me as my son gets older. What do you tell kids about how to deal with bullying, and how did you overcome those things?
Sure, it's incredibly difficult. It's incredibly difficult, especially for a special needs. You know, I was a special needs kid. Greg was too, and I've done talks with kids with autism. And I have I grew up with severe ADHD, and a lot of the symptoms of ADHD mirror some autism symptoms too.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely relate. And the best thing we can do is share these stories, right? Share what we went through, and just kind of lead by example, because I think that's so powerful for a kid to have somebody who's older, who's quote-unquote a success, someone to look up to. Because I didn't have that growing up, and I felt lost, and I felt weird, and I wish I did. And so it's my hope to provide that for these kids now. And I'm a father myself. My son just turned one. He just turned one.
Congratulations.
That's life-changing. Thank you. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, and it's the most energy draining thing in the world too, as you know. And so it's become this awesome, it just kind of coincided with becoming a father and doing more work with kids and doing these wrestling shows, right? Doing these independent shows, where these kids are, you know, 9, 10, 12 years old. They weren't even born when I was on TV. So they're seeing me for the first time in their lives, and just seeing the impact, that just me hopping around on one leg for 15 minutes, you know, getting beat up or beating somebody else up, just seeing that impact, just the light bulb went off in my head, like, yo, maybe I can, you know, do more than I'm doing and just kind of expand my reach a little bit. So it's really been an amazing journey for sure.
Now, what exactly, when you go to these events for the anti-bullying campaign, what exactly do you do? Is it just a speaking event, or what exactly do you do to talk to these kids or to reach these kids?
Yeah, absolutely. This, I'm not exactly sure. I have the itinerary at home, but what we're going to do is we're going to be there. There's going to be, and it's open to the public too. we want to get the whole community involved. So it's going to be a giant meet and greet, basically, where people come and they check out the center and they see what we're about. And we share our story, and it's just a way to get involved and to do something positive.
Now, I think this might be a silly question, other than obviously it's anti-bullying, but what is it? What is the main message you want to get across to somebody who is being bullied in school?
Just to keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other, because the opposite of hate, which bullying is love, and I truly believe that, and it's something I've had to learn as well, because I've carried these resentments into my adulthood from childhood. And having these resentments and just marinating in them is so detrimental to my health. The best thing I can do is pray for that person and love that person. And that way I let it go. It doesn't affect me anymore. They don't rule my life anymore. I'm my own man at this point, you know. If I can teach a 12-year-old kid that life skill now, they don't have to grow up and make the same mistakes I did and live with this backpack full of hate and resentments the rest of their lives. You know, they don't have to carry that into adulthood. And that's my main goal is to bring more love into the world, because I think especially now in this day and age, I think that's exactly what we need.
Now, Zach, obviously, you know, 9 years ago you were on TV with WWE. In recent years, we've seen a lot of athletes come out that are handicapped in participating in mainstream sports, or at least reasonably mainstream sports. Like I think of Nick Newell in MMA and Kyle Maynard, and then, you know, Oscar Pistorius before the incident.
Right.
Do you feel that handicapped people are getting more you're getting more exposure and more acceptance as athletes?
I think so, because you see it. You see the examples everywhere. You know, Anthony Robles just won the NCAA wrestling championship, and he has one leg. And he was actually a fan of mine when he was younger. And I think what it is there's more opportunities to compete with able-bodied people. When before we were kind of shunned away, right? We had you know, it was kind of like, okay, you know, good for you guys. You have your own events where you guys compete against each other, right, in the Paralympics or whatever it is. But now it's just more accepting because, let's face it, if a guy with no legs can compete against a guy with two legs, let him compete. You know, if a guy with one leg can be a professional wrestler and be I think your co-host Dan is the above average comedian. I consider myself the above average wrestler. If I can be an above average professional wrestler, then you know, give me the stage to perform. And I think in this day and age, it's just more accepting, just in everything. It's so good to see. Now, if the guy with two legs can't keep up with the guy, or I'm sorry, if the guy with no legs can't keep up with the guy with two legs, then he doesn't race him. You know, I don't think we're looking for any handouts. We want a fair playing field. And the thing is, we're not born equal. As much as society wants to say that we're born equal, we're not. LeBron James was born with a certain set of genetics that make him a lot better at basketball than me, and I can accept that. But we're looking for is an opportunity to compete, and an opportunity to showcase, and an opportunity to add to the stream of life.
Well, I for one, real quick before Dean goes, I don't think you should cringe when you hear people talk about your career, because what you've done with your position is incredible, in my opinion. And the same with Gregory Iron. What you guys can accomplish in the ring and beat your, I guess disability is the word. Sorry, I'm an ignorant person. To get past that, I think, is just amazing. So you should be proud and just take it. It's great stuff you guys are doing.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm extremely proud of my career, extremely. And it was so funny, when I was in WWE, Brooklyn Brawler used to say to me, you know, hey, 20 years ago, Vince wouldn't even look at you. And here you are now. And so, I definitely came along at the right time. And, all the stars lined up for me to shine. And, you know, I'm certainly grateful because wrestling has provided for me and for my family and has taken me around the world and has introduced me to the most loving people in my life at this moment. So it's definitely a blessing, and I'm happy to be here for sure.
Now, coming up later on Saturday night, you're going to debut with Gregory at New Moon Rising Wrestling. And you're taking on, I'm not sure if you even know at this point, but you're taking on highly entertaining wrestlers. That's Drew Blood and Xavier Cross. They're managed by Loudy. They have come out, they said they're the biggest bullies in the yard. So what's your comment to that as you face these guys?
Sure, absolutely. We certainly welcome the challenge, and we certainly know who they are because they're very talented wrestlers. Here's the thing. We've been going against the odds our whole lives, and somehow we've managed to land on our feet and land on our foot, respectively. I certainly welcome the challenge, and I certainly hope to overcome some odds again this Saturday night. I know it's going to be a big test for us, but we're going to be fired up because this is our first time in New Jersey.
This
is our first time. Yeah, this is our first time on the East Coast wrestling as a tag team. We've taken the Midwest by storm, we're looking to expand, and this is going to be the first test, hopefully the first test of many, and we couldn't be more excited about coming.
All right. So, Zach, I want to thank you for coming on. I'd love to do this in a more extended format if you're available to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I love. I love you guys taking the initiative, starting up a podcast. I was thinking about starting up my own podcast, so I might have a few discussions with you because I have a lot of verbal diarrhea that I need to spit out. And this definitely this definitely gives me the forum to do that. So I certainly appreciate your time. Thank you for allowing us to eat. And we're going to see you on Saturday, and we're going to tear the roof off the place.
Hell yeah.
All right, sounds good. Of course, that is this Saturday at the Proving Grounds, 1030 Delcy Drive in Deptford, New Jersey, Building 4W, Exit 25A on 295. Zach, thank you so much for coming on. I'll be in touch for another interview at a later time.
Sounds great. Guys, thank you very much for having me on.
All right, and you have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for 50 parted. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
about inspirations, when you talk about people that are professional in this industry, one of the first names that comes to mind is Zach Gowen. I'll tell you what, this Saturday is going to be special. How do you feel, Dan?
I really feel excited that, A, to get a chance to see him live, but what he can do for any company he touches, or anywhere he goes, whether it be the East Coast, the Midwest, where they apparently take it by storm, that is nothing but a good thing. And again, not just talking, not just blowing smoke up his butt, the man is a great wrestler. So it's going to be great to see.
Not only that, but we're kind of downplaying Gregory Iron. Now, Gregory Iron, of course, was in the 2012 ECWA Super 8.
That's right.
He was a semifinalist. Bandito Jr. did defeat him in the semifinal round.
Bandito.
But he did get past Kyle Matthews. Kyle Matthews is a big wrestler down in the Georgia area, and he got by that. But the thing about Gregory Iron, he was personally endorsed by Colt Cabana and CM Punk in Chicago. So
there
this
you
is
go.
That's a pretty rigged endorsement then.
I was going to say, but, you know, book closed on that one.
Just an amazing career. They're going to be at New Moon Rising Wrestling. This is huge.
Guys, I am legitimately disappointed that I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm
legitimately disappointed before?
Well, yeah, but I mean, not to this level.
Oh, yeah, I know what that disappointment's like, Daphne, interview WrestleCon. and I'll tell you what, as good as those guys are, and as good as highly entertaining wrestlers are, that's going to be a great match, man. It really, really is. Not only the wrestling, but the pure sheer entertainment value is going to be crazy. Oh, man.
I certainly agree, man.
Oh, man. That's legit excitement you hear right there, man.
Not only that, Loudy, like I said to Zach just a few moments ago, he came out and said, we are the biggest bullies in that yard. When you think of tag teams, successful tag teams in New Moon Rising Wrestling, there's nobody bigger.
Certainly is the shortest.
Well, he is.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, yeah. But anyway, that's going to be huge, and congratulations to highly entertaining wrestlers as well for getting the spot there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty big, too, I think.
The you have to have, a good match, you have to have a good opponent, vice versa.
Oh, definitely. But I think Zach and Gregory, we're talking about Drew Blood here, too. I mean, this is a guy that's been around 12 years. He's conquered things in CZW. And Xavier Cross, very young in his career.
But he's no slouch.
Not at all. And
no.
I mean, this is huge for everybody involved, for the promotion, for get down there, Dan. Do it right now. I know how you love to hard sell.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's 10 miles from Center City, Philadelphia. I don't think it's even 10 miles.
Probably not.
Exit 25A on 295. 25A. It's literally, if I walked through the exit 25A, I could throw a rock and hit the window. That would be bad. But it's that close. 25A, building 10, building 4W at 1030 Delcy Drive. I mixed that part up. But it's a great venue for wrestling. Real small, intimate venue. There's not a bad seat in the house. And tickets are only $10. To say $10, that match alone is worth the $10. If you were ever thinking about going and said, I'll go next time, this has got to be the next time.
I certainly agree, Dan. And I was so charged up earlier, I made a commercial.
Ah!
This Saturday, May 18th, come out to the Proving Ground to see all the top New Moon Rising Wrestling stars, including in the main event for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, former WWE and Ring of Honor star Tank Tolan defends his title against the crowd favorite O-Dog with Sienna Duvall. In a no-disqualification Falls Count Anywhere match, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont and Crazy Ivan try to settle the score in their third meeting. And just announced, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE stars Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron will take on Drew Blood and Xavier Cross, highly entertaining wrestlers, with their manager Loudy. Tickets are just $10. The Proving Grounds are located at 1030 Delcy Drive, Deptford Township, New Jersey, 08008. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. For more information, check out the website at nmrwrestling.com. We're not old, we're new.
Let me tell you something. I got home from work yesterday, and I think I fell asleep around 10 o'clock. I didn't plan on it. And I fell asleep about 2 hours, and I woke up to 50 messages on my phone from Facebook and different texts. Because all this crap happened within 2 hours about Zach Gowen's going to be at New Moon, or we're trying to get him on the show, and my head exploded. That's something to wake up to, because then I couldn't sleep for like 4 hours.
I didn't go to bed last night till 5.
I mean, I was just laying in bed staring at the stinking ceiling going, where are you going to sleep? Oh, but this Saturday's going to be so cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely will.
Crazy. Just... you know, I have a legit. If it sounds like I'm smiling, it's because I have a wide smile, because this is going to be great.
I certainly agree, but what is not great, Dan?
Is Justin America?
No. There is a grudge match at the Proving Grounds coming up this Saturday. Now, this has been going on since November, Dan.
Yeah.
Since LJ Cruz was justly thrown out of the Me Society, wasn't carrying his weight.
Best thing ever could have happened.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad we finally agreed.
To LJ Cruz.
No, best thing that could have ever happened to the Me Society. Of course, you see how successful Justin has been since then.
You see how great the Me Society turned out. Woohoo!
Well, all that, whatever it might be, we have Justin here. He is going to tell us how he is going to rid New Moon Rising Wrestling for good.
Fake another injury.
Not at all. What are you talking? He was really injured. That was a miraculous recovery.
Okay. Right, okay.
Without further ado, here comes Justin America. He is the longest reigning and most distinguished United States champion in the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling. I am honored to bring back Justin America. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hello, Dean. Hello, Omega. Thanks for having me on the Dean Dixon Show.
I am so pleased to have you here. Now, let's just get to the turkey, as
they say. You know what? Here, fine. You guys do it by yourself. See you later.
I'm okay with that. Now,
I'm of course, perfectly fine.
Yeah. Everybody, turn off the show for about 10 minutes. It's boring.
Dean, I have to apologize to you because I've been up in the Poconos Mountains chopping wood and throwing it over my shoulder while doing training and whatnot, which is why I may sound like I'm sick because I caught a bit of a cold up there.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I have trained doing that as well, dragging logs through the jungles of North Carolina.
Absolutely.
You've dragged
well.
A cigarette. Now what? I'm leaving.
I thought you were leaving, Dan.
Now I am leaving.
Anyway.
But I do want to say, Dean, the previous guest you had on, words cannot explain how great of an inspiration that man is. You know, just everything he's overcome in his career and what he's done. He's a guy that anybody in the locker room can look up to. His tag partner, though, I don't know when Jeremy Irons was in the Super 8, but I'm just a little uncertain about that. Maybe you could fill me in.
Yeah. It was 2012. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's cut to the turkey, as they say in the biz. That's right, biz, B-I-Z. Cutting to the chase. You have LJ Cruz. You're finally going to punch him in the mouth, put him out of action. Is that the plan, just to punch him in the mouth, end it within 5 seconds?
That seems like an effective strategy.
I think so.
I don't want to give away everything, but I'm going to not. I don't want to end it right away. see, I kind of want to toy with him a bit. I know it goes away from what I usually do and what I usually plan for, but LJ's been running his mouth for months. He's been saying how he's going to get me, how he's going to beat me up, how he's going to do this and that, when in fact all he's doing is going to Atlantic City, getting drunk, doing drugs, doing things that are un-American, and I'm going to teach him a few lessons, that's all.
Okay, a few lessons. Just give me one lesson. That's all I'm asking, Justin. Just one lesson that you're going to teach so high LJ Cruz this Saturday.
Sorry about that. It was a throaty, manly cough that I had.
Wasn't very manly.
Thank you, Omega. One lesson I would have to say would be, you mess with America, something that rhymes with America. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to come up with something off the top of my head, and I kind of dropped the ball because your little lab rat back there is in squawking, not you, Omega.
No, okay.
Well, he has left. So
he has left the building.
He's pretty upset. What do you have to say to Dan to come up this Saturday? Because you and Dan have been kind of chattering back and forth here.
Listen, Dan has a problem with my good friend, the great Harry Barnett, which I don't understand why. The man is just like the two of you that I'm talking to. They're credible, and he's a credible, intelligent journalist who just happens to be located in Great Britain. I'm sure that's what Dan's problem is.
But
like you guys, he's a credible journalist, and Dan just has a problem with the guy. So Harry, not able to defend himself, being over in Great Britain, I stick up for the guy because he's my friend.
I couldn't agree more. I think Harry brings a certain degree of, you know, I am the dean of credibility, but if I had an assistant,
I'm Copper Bloodsport.
Yeah, I like that. He is certainly, he'll be here in September.
Which movie is better, Time Cop or Bloodsport?
Bloodsport. Yeah. Bloodsport.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No. I can't wait to greet Harry off the when he comes down off the tarmac, just like, you know, other great people from England did, like John Lennon and Paul McCartney. When they came down the plane off the tarmac, so will the great Harry Barnett. I will be waiting there with, a bunch of reporters, maybe some babes waiting for him, and then we're going to go to the American Roughnecks trailer, and we're going to put the boots to him.
You know what? I was going to save this for a little bit later on, but I'm going to get to it right now. Just stand by. I have to play his theme music, or he'll never forgive me. It is the great Harry Barnett. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, what can I say? The absolute honor that it is to be here with not only Omega, Justin America, but the Dean of Credibility, and with that amazing music as well.
You know what? You told me what your theme music was, so I said, I have to do it for the great Harry Barnett. Now, do you have a question for Justin as he finally gets to take care of so high LJ Cruz?
Well, as much as I want to ask a question about the relevant subject, my real question is, you know, once you've gotten rid of So High, LJ Cruz, LJ Lewis, you should really call him. what's next once you're done with him, Justin?
That's a very good question, Harry. You know, I haven't really thought that far in advance. It's just kidding, I have. I'm going to take out Tank Tolan once and for all.
Really? You're going to take out Tank Tolan once and for all?
Absolutely.
Now,
I will make a promise. I will make a promise.
You know what? I am the dean of credibility, so I have to have some credibility. You know what I mean? So the last time you two met, Justin, it didn't fare too well for you.
Dean, you remember what happened?
You know what?
Like an angry gorilla, he lifted me up, threw me into your rock hard abs. At which point I was concussed, and then I fell through a table.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I was there. I certainly was.
You don't do 400 sit-ups, you know, in a single sitting.
Neither
for
do you.
Fun of it. You do it for those abs.
I thought you left.
He used you as a weapon.
Well, you know, I couldn't decide what was more boring, silence or Justin America, so I said silence.
Then go back to it. but what I was saying, Dean, is I will promise you that at some point after my match with LJ Cruz, you're going to realize that I am the next man that's going to change the life of Tank Tull.
You and what army?
I don't need one.
Okay.
Well, see,
I've hired the man, the talk of the town, Bev Berwick, to keep people like you away from me, Dan. I don't want to hear your jive.
Isn't he named after a grocery store?
No.
Talk of the town.
Isn't he like Owen Wilson?
Irregardless.
I'll give you that one, Harry.
That's not even a word. Regardless. I had something. It went. It went. It just went away. Oh, Beverly Berwick.
America is rubbing up on you, man.
No, not at all. But Beverly Berwick, what is the status with you two? Are you still allies? Are you still friends? Of course, last month you took care of the fat neck. What's next for both of you?
Bev and I are business partners. It's as simple as that. Bev is one of the top guys in New Moon Rising Wrestling, which is why I was so easily able to negotiate the title match against, you know, that illegal Keikoa and, you know, cheap shot Mike Reed. So after Bev gets the United States title, I'm going to naturally get the heavyweight title.
Naturally.
Well, now, I think we're overlooking one thing. O-Dog is a very capable opponent. What if O-Dog is the champion?
O-Dog. Then I'll go after O-Dog, and I guess I'll just, you know, throw some 40s out there and pin him. You know, same thing I'll do with Tank. I'll throw a picture of Jillian out there, and then I'll pin him. These guys don't realize that, you know, he called himself the King of Dranks. Well, it's very easy. He's giving his opponents the way to beat him.
That's true.
Bring out the booze farm.
You know what?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Harry.
I have a question. Does it really matter who wins the world title? Because the fact of the matter is Justin is going to be the next world champion, whoever he faces. Come on, face the facts.
Harry's got an excellent point.
That is a very good point. Dan, your rebuttal.
I wasn't listening to a word he said. All I heard was,
the disrespect you show our guests on a weekly basis, Dan.
Just those two. Nobody else. Just those guys.
I liked it better when Dan was quiet.
So do I. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you. When he was in the other room.
At least then he's contributing to the show in a positive way.
On the marquee, it says, co-host Dan Colicchio. Sometimes Dan Long, don't remember.
Co-host.
And co-host means I run the show with Dean, and you listen to what I say. You don't like, get off.
I'd like to move for an upgrade to co-host.
I'm Mike Reed.
Now, Justin, I think we've covered it in great detail, what you're going to do to LJ Cruz, what you're going to do after LJ Cruz. You're going to finally punch Tank Tolan right in the mouth. Then, you know what, watch out for his right cross, because that really hurts. And I have audio footage of this.
You've been assaulted on many occasions by this man. And
even last
Don
month.
Warren has done nothing. Warren has done nothing.
That's what Don Warren does best, let's be honest.
Yeah. You know what? There's one thing we all agree on, is that Don Warren is a
people
fat
for
lot of
indefinite periods of time, and then they just kind of disappear.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. You're correct. I will agree with you on that. Don Warren does a lot of nothing.
See, this is the only unifying factor within New Moon Rising Wrestling, the fact that Don Warren is incompetent and he should be fired.
Hashtag kayfabe.
Don Warren is the best at doing the worst job.
Why do you think? Why do you think when you know I was with that when I was with that bunch of lamos, the Me Society, we fought so hard to get his job because we knew what was best for the company, and it's not Don Warren.
Why do you think I tried to help you?
Because actually,
because they paid you.
Well, besides that briefcase of money that I'm still going through.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, besides that, now, Justin, I do have to say thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having you.
It has been great. I can't wait to see you finally get rid of another illegal. Back over the fence, that's what I say, my friend.
Oh, he's from Atlantic City, you idiot.
That's how he tries to convince you.
Oh, my God.
Border Wars, my friend.
Oh, my God.
He can't even spell his name right. So obviously he
can't even say a sentence once without stuttering. Yes, you're welcome. Silence. All right, goodbye now. Goodbye. Silence. That's it. I win.
I guess that's where the below average comedian comes in.
Oh,
Justin, I do have to apologize, Justin, for his behavior here tonight.
No, don't apologize. You did nothing wrong. I'll answer for my own problems. Stop talking, Justin. Get out.
Dean, has Dan been working that act for 9 years?
9 and a half.
Okay.
But then I came back and decided, no, wrestling's it. I'm not very funny.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Fair enough. Justin, I'll see you Saturday. We'll talk.
I'll see you Saturday, Dino. And Harry, it's always been a pleasure. Omega,
hey, Justin,
it's
I'll see you too. I'll see you too on Saturday.
See you, Justin.
And I'll see you at Tony Luke's.
Harry, I'm going to put you on hold for our next interview, but stay with us because we got more for you.
Right for him, yeah.
Okay. But we'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Somewhere's America, when there I long, they beside me, they guide me, through the night be the life of my home, from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, right before, somewhere's America, my home sweet home. Somewhere's America, my home sweet
Dan, I just don't understand you sometimes.
Hey, I think we've gone 2 for 2 tonight.
What? I mean, vice versa, pal. I mean, you jump on Roughneck's back. There's not even, he hasn't even given you a reason. But, oh, I love Justin America. All he stands for is filth and underhandedness and not true.
Filth? He stands for the American way of life.
Faking an injury and, oh, yeah, that is actually an American way of life. That's good.
I mean, come on, pal.
Dan, do you hate America?
No.
You sound like you hate America, Dan.
How? Why did you jump on his side? Shut up, Omega.
Well, right now I'm going to go to Fredo Majors. Of course, coming up.
Fredo has a fake injury? No.
He may have. He may have. But. Coming up this Friday, Riot Pro Wrestling returns, and we're going to talk about all this stuff going on. The big card, main event, Fredo finally got in to the main event. He's taking on Joe Gacy. So We're going to go to Fredo right after this. All right, Fredo. Fredo Major,
yo.
What are you doing tonight, sir?
Chilling, man. What's going on, Dean?
Not too much. You're, of course, also with Dan and Omega. Now, let's get right to it. Riot Pro Wrestling returns this Friday at the Ferris Hills YMCA. You're in the main event.
Finally.
Against Joe Gacy. Now, why are you targeting Joe Gacy?
Joe Gacy is the name on the marquee, the name that everybody comes and sees, and I believe that Fredo Majors should be the guy that everybody comes and sees. I am the main event. And finally, Desmond Monroe gave in and put me in the main event. And I hope, just like the marquee says, that Joe Gacy is ready to get wild and crazy.
Yes, of course, that is the tagline of the show. It's Wild and Crazy Wrestlers. Now, it's a very unique concept. Care to go into that for us?
Well, all the Riot Pro Superstars will be split up into two teams, each match being worth 1 point, and the team with the most points at the end of the show will get to pick their individual opponents. Their individual opponents for Riot Pro Wrestling's third show to be announced at a later date.
Okay, so the winning team gets to pick their opponents, if I'm hearing that correctly.
Yes.
Okay, so it could be decided that you, because there's nine matches, of course it could go 4-4, the main event, you could be the guy that everybody's counting on for your team. That's a lot of pressure, Fredo.
Well, if it comes down to that, you can be rest assured that I'm going to win my match with Joe Gacy, and I will win the tiebreaker for my team.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. That's your story. You're sticking to it. Now let's talk about a few other things. We're going to have the debut of Nathan Avery. He is taking on John Graber. And, of course, Nathan Avery is bringing along that fat loudmouth, Slim Burgundy.
Ha! Rotund!
The Rotund Brigade, yes.
Well, from what I was told, Nathan Avery and Slim Burgundy no-showed the last Riot show. Didn't call anyone, just didn't show up. Felt like that, I guess he was too good. And here, now all of a sudden, he wants to be a part of it. He wants to be in a big match. And John Graber's looking to make a name for himself, too. So hopefully Avery can come out on top and, Slim hopefully won't make Avery look like an idiot like he normally does.
Yeah, that's very easy. That's what he does. He goes around just whatever he touches, it's like the idiot touches.
Ask him to file an injunction.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later. But now, there's a rematch from Crowning the Empire, of course, the first show. It's Mighty Mo taking on Anthony Cortez Haynes.
Well, The last show, Money Mo beat Haynes in, like, upset fashion with a roll-up. So Haynes contacted the powers of Riot Pro and asked for a rematch, and Desmond Monroe gave him the rematch. So I guess Cortez Haynes is looking for some redemption, and maybe he'll get it, maybe he won't.
Maybe. Now, tag team battle, Naturally Selected, who had a very good debut. They are taking on EYFBO.
I can't even tell you what EYFBO stands for.
Me neither.
I asked And straight up, I asked the guys, Mike Drazdik and Angel Ortiz, what it stands for, and they said, we don't know.
Oh.
So.
Somehow so, I feel that's but, a shoot, but go ahead.
So, but I've seen them work before. They are product of the Ludus Wrestling School in New York. The Maximos are their trainers. They are a very good team. Naturally selected, you know, young and brash. They definitely made a statement at the last show, even though they were defeated. But I definitely picked this show to be the show stealer, other than my match. You know, I always steal the show, but this will definitely be up there in the show stealing rank.
I certainly agree with that. When I think of show stealers, I certainly first name comes to mind, Fredo Majors.
I don't like your sarcasm.
Who was being sarcastic there? Not me. Certainly not me, sir. Now, Ace Matthews.
Is it weird for me to be a little nervous right now? Like I'm really nervous about like doing this kind of thing, these kind of things. I just want to get that away. So if it seems like I'm nervous, it's because I am.
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine, Fredo. Come on. We're just two friends talking right now. Now, Ace Matthews is taking on Alex Payne. Of course, Alex Payne, the last show, suffered a loss at the hands of Joe Gacy, a submission loss. So Alex Payne is definitely looking to make a statement here, in my estimation.
Well, it's kind of funny how things pan out, because I wrestled Ace Matthews at the last show, and Alex Payne wrestled Joe Gacy at the last show. So in all, it's kind of like we're mixed up and just mix-matched it. And I was just taken by storm that Ace Matthews showed up. If no one knows, me and Ace Matthews were best friends. We broke into the business together, and he left me behind. He chose a different path. We always told each other that, you know, we had aspirations of being a tag team together and all that shit, all this stuff. And then just one day, he just stopped showing up. So I gave him the beating of a lifetime at Crowning the Empire. And I'm hoping that continues with Alex Payne, because Alex Payne has the reputation to beat people up, and I really want him to knock Ace Matthews' teeth down his throat.
Well, that's a little severe, I think, but let's move on. Good news, Tim Hughes will be taking on Robbie Moreno, and of course, he is the manager in CZW of Blackout, so this is a guy who has plenty of experience.
Yeah, you know, Robbie Moreno contacted Desmond Monroe and wanted to be part of the show. He said he wants to beat up a newcomer, somebody that hasn't been around. You know, Robbie just using his power trip, I guess. And he said, feed me somebody. So I guess Desmond Monroe's idea of feeding him somebody was Tim Hughes.
There you go. Kit Osborne taking on Leon St. Giovanni. You could say he's Mr. On Point. Now, what do you think of this one? This is, I don't know much about either guy.
Well, Kid Osborne is a product of the CZW Wrestling Academy. Leon St. Giovanni has been making a name all over for himself. He wrestles in Interspecies. He wrestles for On Point. He wrestles for Beyond Wrestling. He's definitely somebody that is very good and could definitely do well in the Riot Pro Wrestling style. And it'll be a good match.
All right, now, the match I'm looking forward to, because perhaps my favorite wrestler is involved. We have a six-way Riot. It's Xerox, the door-to-door luchador. Anthony Graves, of course, he's a zombie. Jimmy Lyon, he's a redneck. Rude Boy Riley, AJ Evers, and a mystery opponent. Tell me about this.
Well, the last guy hasn't been announced yet, but it was just confirmed that Preacher Phineas James will make his return to Riot Pro Wrestling.
Oh wow! So that's big. You have a lot of stereotypes in there, a lot of different characters, if you will. That's going to be, I think that's going to steal the show right there.
There's a lot of talent in that match. Xerox sells stuff. Anthony Graves eats brains. Jimmy Lyon, you know, is a wreckneck. Rude Boy Riley is like a like kind of like a punk guy. Like I think he like this was a pop punk or something.
He's rude. He's rude.
Oh, yeah, he's rude. AJ Evers is supposed to be like some frat boy or something. And, you know, Preacher, is, I guess, is just a preacher.
Well, there right? you go. I love it. I love it. Now, Agent Sly Stetson, who last month brought us that vile DJ Hyde, he's looking for somebody else. He's recruiting new clients. What's this?
He said that he's looking for clients. He, you know, because DJ Hyde almost got beat up by a girl last month. he don't think that DJ is Agent Sly Stetson material. So now he's going to be scouting for new talent at Wild and Crazy Wrestling.
There you go. So the return of Sly Stetson, we're going to see what happens there. You have a lot of things going on. This is a hell of a show you put together, the Riot Pro Wrestling. Now, tickets are $12 for adults. It says kids are $10. Now, where does that break off? When are you considered a kid at Wild and Crazy Wrestlers?
It's 12 and under. 12 and under are kids.
And then if
older than 12?
Well, you're going to pay the adult price, pal.
Yes.
That's what I say. Why members $8? That's a hell of a discount. I'm going to join the Y just to get the discount.
You know you don't have to buy a ticket.
Hey, don't say that on air. I'll get a reputation.
See, he would never, ever, ever ask for a comp. He never has before.
Anyway, I'll get a reputation. Now, Fredo, where does this all take place? Tell me what I need to know to get there.
It takes place at 601 Oxford Valley Road in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania. It is at the Lower Bucks Family YMCA. You can take 95, take the Bristol exit, take that up to New Falls Road, go up New Falls Road to Oxford Valley Road, make a left, and you will run right into the YMCA.
I love it. I love it. Very concise directions. I love it. If you can't get there, you're an idiot. It's a great show. $12.
And if you can't get there, you'll be insulted, so idiots.
That's right. You're an idiot.
God, you're such an idiot.
I'm like Amy's Baking Company from Kitchen Nightmares, one of my favorite shows. Anyway, moving on.
You idiot.
Fredo, any last words for Joe Gacy?
Yes, just... Oh, for Joe Gacy.
Yeah,
Joe
you're in the main event, baby. Come on.
Joe Gacy, when we lock horns in the main event, be ready to go wild and crazy.
I'm ready to go wild and crazy right now.
Because I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Gacy. Your chainsaw better be all loaded up.
Chainsaw? What are you talking about? Fredo, I got to go.
Okay.
Chainsaw.
You have a great night, Fredo.
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
We will have a lot of crazy t-shirts for sale, and we will have the very first Riot Pro Wrestling show on DVD at Wild and Crazy Wrestlers. Make sure you get yours.
Okay, that sounds great.
Now, play the music. Shut up.
No. I want to know one last thing, Fredo. Now, last show, I did not receive my free pretzel. Will I get my free pretzel this time?
You will get your free pretzel this time, I promise. I will personally deliver it to the commentating booth.
See, he doesn't want to get pretzels. He doesn't want to get tickets. He just wants to get pretzels.
Free food of any type.
Free food. You'll pay for a ticket. Just feed him.
That's true.
You know what? That's one of another few things we agree on. Give me food. I'll shut up. You want. Food.
That's right. So, Fredo, I look forward to seeing you on Friday. It really does look like a pack card. Of course, that's at the Lower Bucks County YMCA. So, I can't wait for it. And you have a good night, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, Dean. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem, Fredo. You have a good night.
You too.
like that song will get stuck in my head now.
Like a G6?
Like a G6. I don't even know what the hell a G6 is.
I tried to look it up.
Why'd you try to cut him off, Dean? What's going on?
I wasn't trying to cut. No, nothing. Anyway, so right now we're going to move right on to one of my favorite segments. It's our musical interlude before we get to the 10 o'clock. Well, it's already past 10, but before we get to the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have Gear Up by the Mystery Men. Woo!
This is the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, from New Moon Rising Wrestling. Have you ever dreamed of having your birthday party inside a professional wrestling ring? Well, now is your opportunity. You've seen the rest. Now it's time to experience the best. At New Moon Rising Wrestling's birthday bash birthday parties, we don't just offer unique and affordable party options. We create memories that will last a lifetime. We offer three outstanding party packages. All packages include great photo opportunities with the wrestlers and real championship belts, along with fun in a professional wrestling ring. For more information, go to nmrwrestling.com or call 609-820-2793 for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Birthday Bash.
This Saturday, May 18th, come out to the Proving Ground to see all the top New Moon Rising Wrestling stars, including in the main event for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, former WWE and Ring of Honor star Tank Tolan defends his title against the crowd favorite O-Dog with Sienna Duvall. In a no-disqualification Falls Count Anywhere match, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont and Crazy Ivan try to settle the score in their third meeting. And just announced, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE stars Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron will take on Drew Blood and Xavier Cross, highly entertaining wrestlers, with their manager Loudy. Tickets are just $10. The Proving Grounds are located at 1030 Delsey Drive, Deptford Township, New Jersey, 08008. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. For more information, check out the website at nmrwrestling.com. We're not old, we're new. I am the host of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am the Dean of Credibility, Double D. Follow me at Folsom County on Twitter. My co-host is Dan Colachico. You can follow him at DanLaw83. And our MMA wrestling analyst is Omega Squad Chris Green. Follow him on Twitter at Omega Squad. We are live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell and also on thebradyhicks.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at HIAC Talk Radio. Read the blog at HIACTalkRadio.com. And we are also available on Stitcher Radio and iTunes.
Hi, welcome back to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. The song you heard was Gear Up by The Mystery Men. If you want to follow them on Twitter at The Mystery Men, find out when their latest shows are, when their music's coming out. Great band, good friends. Dean, take it away.
Great, guys. I love the Mystery Men, obviously.
No, they're really good, too. I really don't care what anybody says. They're fun, too.
Oh, they are great. They are great. Great guys.
Hi, Bill Olson.
Now, after weeks and weeks of waiting, Dan, it is time for the return of Master G's Theater.
We did this before?
Yes, we did.
Mm.
I listened to it. He's going to help us break down this card that is coming up, of course, Saturday. We're very excited about it. The Handicap Heroes, Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron, are going to be at the Proving Grounds. So I'm gonna talk with him. Now, this is really interesting because he won't even be there.
I was going to say, can I mention the fact that he won't even be there?
But we're going to bring him on.
We're not going to get the guy that doesn't like the count, that only counts 2.5, are we?
Spanky 1, 2.5. But we're going to bring on
NWA. I'm sorry.
We're going to bring on a huge patch. Anyway, we're going to bring on Master G right now. A great honor, shall I say, to bring on the master official of New Moon Rising Wrestling. That's right. It's Anthony Rock. How are you doing tonight, sir?
All the way, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
We're doing great. Now, Anthony, I think this is great. Even though you have other obligations for this very historic night that I really do believe.
And it's breaking my heart.
Yeah, really, yeah. It's yeah.
It's breaking our heart, too, quite frankly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey. What,
are we just switching roles here? I mean, what's going on, Dan? Anyway.
No, what? He always slams me. I owe him one or two. Listen, are we allowed to talk about where he's going to be?
But not quite yet.
All right, because I was going to say, I mean, you know, you can't knock him for that. Really, I honestly can't knock him for that.
I just read, that's great, Omega. Master G. Cedar, brought to you by a grant from New Moon Rising Wrestling.
And viewers like you. Like you. I don't know, that music really sounds like the lame Harry Barnett sound.
Anyway, we're getting off topic here.
Sorry.
Now.
Hi, Anthony.
Now,
this
Saturday, of course, New Moon Rising Wrestling, Reign of Fire. Now, the first match I'm going to talk about is Nathan Avery with that big mouth, rotund, good for nothing, Slim Burgundy.
Will be file an injunction again.
We'll be taking on Matt Saigon, formerly a Fusion DS. Now, how do you see this one breaking down?
Well, you know, Matt has a lot to prove here. You know, he's been with Damian for quite a while now. And sure, you know, everyone knows he can go, but it's a different animal from going from a tag team into a singles competitor. I see him as someone that is going to excel in any aspect of the wrestling business, so I don't think it'll be a problem. I think Nathan Avery's in for a long night.
Very well could be, but again, that rotund individual will be at ringside. God knows what he has up his sleeve. Well, actually, his shirt's so tight he really doesn't have any.
I was going to say, there's not much room in there.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm actually worried about. Not that you asked, but I'll tell you anyway. this is, as far as I know, Matt hasn't wrestled that many singles matches. And as far as I know, he's going to be out there alone against the Rotund Brigade. I'm actually worried about him. They're devious, you know.
They are devious and, you know.
Fat.
Yeah. Anthony?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. You know, last month, the Rotund Brigade, as you were now calling them, sent a member of their faction elsewhere when he was supposed to be scheduled at New Moon Rising Wrestling. Who knows where the rest of the brigade will be this time. And I'm not sure why no one had thought to set, like, throw maybe like a bundt cake into a corner to distract.
I was thinking raw meat or a pork roll sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, you just toss a nice-sized piece of meat in the corner, and he's gone for the match.
No, his true weakness is the giant mudslide from Applebee's.
I was going to say that, or just I have a bag full of a whole chicken.
He does like frozen beverages, very girly beverages.
Yes, he does.
Oh, God.
Now, the next match is a grudge match. It's LJ Cruz taking on Justin America. This one's already settled in my mind. Justin America for the
LJ
win.
LJ Cruz.
No, please.
You know, I've been very close to watching Justin America take that boot to the face in the corner, and I'm always surprised. Well, I was surprised that he was able to keep going from that point, because that would knock most men out in a second. So, you know, Justin is a tough guy. He's a tough guy. I mean, he's an incredible pain in the ass, let's be honest. But
yeah,
he's a really tough guy. And you know, LJ Cruz is definitely got an uphill battle with him.
Now,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, I think his wrestling skills are as boring as his theme music, so I don't think LJ would have any problem with him this time.
Anyway, the Flows will be taking on Damian Adams and a mystery opponent with Larry Lawson. Larry Lawson pulling a coup, I think, because there is a mystery part. I mean, how can you prepare for the unknown, Anthony?
Well, you know, but when you have an illusionist, who knows? Maybe the partner will just appear out of thin air. There's no telling who they're going to pull out of their bag of tricks with this one. I mean, but let's talk about the Flows. How exciting has Junior Flow been since he's joined New Moon? I mean, the match of the month last month, I would say, and I believe you would agree with that, against Bandito Jr.
All Bandito Jr.
Oh, come on. The Junior Flow has been
support
a, you know,
Bandito.
Excitement.
Hashtag support Bandito. Now, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Anthony.
No. Please, go ahead, rant. It's your show.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
No, you know, I'm just wondering. I mean, because Larry Lawson, again, another person, always thinking, always has something planned. Who knows what he's got coming? I mean, Damien's a veteran. He knows people from all over this business.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Now, did you know that Larry Lawson is the only person ever in the history of golf to hit a hole-in-one with his putter?
Was that a mini golf course?
I see you've been following his Instagram.
And his touts. Now, moving right along, we have the Tag Team Championship match, the Legion of Anarchy. They've been on a roll, undefeated as a tag team in New Moon Rising Wrestling, and they are the current Tag Team Champions of New Moon Rising Wrestling. However, they're taking on the very successful, the longest reigning champions in the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Not only that, they defeated the Nigerian Nightmares to win those titles. That's right, it's the Untouchables, the former members of the Mii Society. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, this could be sour grapes on my part, because last month I was physically threatened by the Punisher, who threatened to rip the beard off my face. But you know, how do you argue with the Untouchables? With the reign they had, they never lost the belts, you know, in a one-on-one matchup. So, you know, you have to think that they have a really good shot at regaining the titles here.
I certainly agree. I certainly agree with that. Dan, how do you feel about it?
Oh, we want my opinion this time? No, I think the Untouchables are going to come back with a vengeance, if you will, and take that one.
Sounds good.
I mean, as simple as that. I think after, as Anthony said, there was no loss. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, hopefully there's not a traffic jam on I-95.
No, well, you know, they come from far away.
I think the difference will be obviously Punisher's anger management issues. I mean, if he's going to threaten a man of peace, a man of integrity like myself,
God,
who knows what's going to happen to him in the middle of a match against talented athletes like the Untouchables?
Well, that's all well and good, but like I said, you know, these guys are no slouches, and they might have a little anger on their side, being the fact that they don't have what they want.
True.
And what they earned.
That's the motivation right there. Very good point, Dan.
Thank you.
I like this new mindset that you're displaying.
Broadcast journalist.
There you go. Now, for the United States title, and Dan, I'm going to go to you first. It's going to be the champion, Mike Reed, making his return to the Proving Grounds, taking on Kay Koa, the Dirty Mexican, and
the Flying Hawaiian,
the talk of the town, Beverly Berwick.
ShopRite. Honestly, I'm going to go, I think Berwick's going to surprise everybody and take this one.
Mm.
Now, not to mention the fact, and I only thought of this just a second, that he does have Justin, quite frankly, in his pocket.
Or Justin has him in his pocket.
Vice versa, whatever. I think they're going to help each other. They're partners. He did say they're partners. Listen, I do listen.
Business partners.
Right. And that would help business if he has the U.S. title to take over the company, like I'm sure Justin has in mind. I'm going to go with Berwick. I think young man's on a roll. He's got a lot of talent. I was originally going to go with Kay Koa, but I just thought of that factor with Berwick and Justin America.
It is quite a wild card.
Without if Berwick didn't have any, you know, backup, I would hands down Kay Koa. I'm torn between. I think I'll say this: U.S. title's changing hands this month.
Wow.
I think.
Anthony, how do you feel?
I don't book this crap.
You know, I struggle with this because I think Mike Reed has struggled to get the respect that he deserves because he's one of the greatest wrestlers in New Moon Rising Wrestling. His personality has turned off so many people that people somehow equate that to him being a less great champion than he really is. You know, there's some factors here. I mean, Berwick is obviously up in the Poconos with Justin America doing their thing, whatever they do together. Playing with their wood.
I would agree with that. They are playing with them wood.
Yeah, and Kakoa is again, another one of the brightest young stars on the New Moon Rising roster.
No.
But I of course, he
what?
I think Mike Reed still is going to come out you know, shining like a champ. I think he's going to walk out of this with the belt around his waist still.
Well, let's not forget that Mike Reed will have the assistance, if you can call it that, of Rotund Burgundy.
Anytime you get Rotund
Unless someone
Burgundy,
brings the pot roast.
I was going to say, the only word I hear is hindrance, not assistance.
Well, I guess his clients feel differently.
Well, you know, he can lead a horse to water, but he can't teach it to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Now, just announced earlier today, as a matter of fact, the Handicapped Heroes. That's, of course, Zach Gowan, our guest earlier tonight, and Gregory Iron, semifinalist in the 2012 Super 8, will be taking on highly entertaining wrestlers. That's Drew Bled and Xavier Cross with Loudy. I think the Bullies got this one.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, Dan, first, please.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was good. I thought you were going to throw it to one of us. I think, listen, as much I've seen highly entertaining wrestlers, I've seen what Drew Bled can do in singles matches. I don't want to take anything away from them, mostly because Loudy loves my hair. I think with all the fire that has gone with this announcement that Zach Gowan and Greg Iron are going to do that are going to come to the match. I can't talk tonight. I quit. That Greg Iron coming into the match, I think they're going to take that momentum and take it for a win. I really think they got their number on this one. I think just think there's too much momentum behind this announcement that they're going to use that and win this match.
How about you, Anthony?
Sorry, guys.
You know, I mean, first, for a second, let's just talk about the shot of adrenaline we've all received by bringing in these two young inspirations into New Moon Rising Wrestling. I mean, I'm excited. I know you're excited, Gene. This is something that everyone is pumped up for, and they're such good people, they're such humble people, that they don't even realize how excited we are to have them.
That's what that I mean, being, yeah.
That being said, the people that they're facing, highly entertaining wrestlers, are that excited, and they're excited to prove themselves. You know, a lot of people harass them. I read the thing about them thinking that they're the bullies in New Moon Rising, but, I mean, I've been at the shows. You've heard them being called cross-dressers and everything else. They have something to prove here. And, you know, to do this on a stage of this magnitude with guys that have all this press behind them, you know, this would be a great opportunity for highly entertaining wrestlers. And I think Loudy will have his guys ready for a fight.
That very well could be true.
We will not have a roof after that match. I'm telling you, it's going to be the first open-air, non-farm, independent wrestling show.
Well, you know, a little piece of trivia, Dan. The first New Moon Rising Wrestling show back in 2011 was behind the Woodbury American Legion, open-air.
So it was behind it.
It was outdoors.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, very true, very true. Yeah, very true, but...
That sounds like fun. I bet you they booked it right in the middle of the summer.
They did.
That's awesome.
There's stories to
For
be told about
not
that.
Brain surgeons.
did Roughneck cook any food in the ring?
Probably. No, but the DJ equipment did fry.
Oh.
Now, there was... Great. The next match is a no DQ... No count out, falls count anywhere, Matt Tremont versus Crazy Ivan, part three. I'm just staying the hell away from everybody.
Someone's going to die, and I don't think it's anybody in the match.
Now, Anthony, you've had trouble with these guys. I think this is really the reason why you're not going to be there.
You know, you may be onto something there. You know, they're they don't call me the master official for nothing. I know when to stay away, and this is one of those matches where I'll let referee 2.5 handle this one. I think I don't want to be in the middle of.
So that was that pretty much confirmation.
What's that?
That it's that referee 2.5.
I'm not sure who my replacement is. Let's face it, there's no one that could actually fill my shoes. So I, you know, maybe they'll have like 8 guys refereeing this match.
I mean, I could ref it better, but that's okay.
Anyway, we're not talking about that. Dan, your feelings on the match itself?
That's pretty much it. I think someone's going to die, and I don't think any of the wrestlers have anything to worry about. I mean, this could get out of hand, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be on Dusty Drive, and we don't have a live Tron. We're in trouble.
Now, the main event is for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. And, of course, Tank Tolan, the reigning champion, taking on O-Dog, the very popular and crowd favorite O-Dog, with Sienna Duvall. Now, my bold prediction is Tank Tolan will not be leaving that building with the title.
Huh.
Anthony, go ahead.
You know, there was a really good point made on the copy of the picture that was released showing the matchup, that O-Dog and Sienna's distractions should be behind them at this point. Ron Starr has a restraining order on him, and that's something of the past for them now. Meanwhile, Tank Tolan has a psycho stalking him. He has someone that's been hounding him, sending him ominous gifts. You know, he's distracted completely. But who in New Moon Rising has had more high-profile matches than Tank Tolan? Nobody. So, you know, maybe he excels under the spotlight with distractions. I think the real winner of this one is the fans, because they get to see two of the people they love really go at it. Because these guys, although, you know, they get along fine in the back room, both of them are going to come out swinging. Neither one of them is going to spend time in the ring shaking hands and hugging each other. They're going to be pounding each other, trying to take the gold.
Mm. Dan, how do you feel?
I have a feeling this is going to be a momentous occasion. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you can't say enough about Tank Tolan and his talent, in my opinion.
No.
Whether you disagree, shut up. I'm talking. On the same can be said for O-Dog. And I agree with Anthony. He's gotten everything passing with all the BS from Ron Starr. I think he's going to be focused. He's got an opportunity here. I unfortunately, for different reasons, think that Tank Tolan is going to be defeated this weekend.
Now, the only thing I can say is I hope that Tank Tolan has a heart-to-heart with Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron, and he'll stop being a bully. I really hope he has a change of heart.
You know, Dean, I hate to admit it, but you might be onto something there. Let's be realistic. What's the coincidental nature that you have been criticizing him for being the biggest bully on the planet, you know, for so long, and all of a sudden this thing that they're here to stop bullying?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I'm hoping it changes.
Let's get that rumor mill starting. Maybe Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron are here to maybe they're the ones that sent the chainsaw.
And let me kill that rumor. Probably not. Let's move on.
I just hope they have a change of heart.
Tank
Tolan. So, now, of course, Mr. Official, you will be somewhere else, much, much farther north, far, far away from the Proving Grounds, but there's a big match.
Not as far as you can touch it.
I'll be working for Liberty States Wrestling in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. We have 8-time former world champion Vader headlining our card, and we'll have for the main event for the title in the co-main event, will be the Barriqua Beast, Danny Moss, fully won Liberty States title against the former champ, the Escort, Eric Andretti.
There you go. I mean, that's a big card all in it itself.
It's Vader time, fellas.
It is Vader time. LibertyStatesNJ.com.
And that's, of course, up in Hasbrook Heights. So if you're up north, go there.
That
if
is,
you're down
is,
south. Yeah, if you're down south by Philly, come see us.
Or just come see us.
Either way, yeah.
You know, no hard feelings.
Yeah, no.
Hey, and I don't mean this, what kind of shape is Vader in at this point?
You know, Vader's an active wrestler. Vader's been doing a tour of the Northeast, so he's been all over the place, so I'm sure he's still ready to go.
There you go.
Okay, so...
I was just going to say, does he still do the moonsault?
I haven't actually had the privilege of actually watching one of his matches completely, but I would bet no.
Text me the minute he comes off the ropes.
If I'm in the ring, I'll probably be ducking out of the way if I see that behemoth.
I want you to, as you're refereeing the match counting down, I want you to text me.
Okay.
Okay, I believe you can do it. You're that great, as you say.
My hands are pretty quick. I'm not sure if I can text that quickly, but
I've heard that.
Now, of course, that's coming up this Saturday. So, Master Official, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We got to go. We're running a little late. But that was, of course, the New Moon Rising Wrestling card we went over. Good luck up there in Hasbrook Heights as well, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great show down there in Deptford. I wish I could be there with you.
Well, you could be. Just, cancel and come on down.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing stopping you, really.
I'm a professional, sir. I can't do that.
There's nothing stopping you, really. I mean,
that's for sure. But anyway, we'll see you next month when New Moon Rising Wrestling returns in June. But we got to move on because it's nap time with the Fat Neck coming up.
It's spring. Ugh.
So, Master G, I bid you farewell for now. We'll talk soon.
Good night, gentlemen.
So there we go. That was Master G's Theater. And now we got to bring it down. If you have a book to read, go grab it now.
No, they did that already. They read a whole book when Justin America was on.
If you have some chores to do, go do that. If you have to catch up on your DVR, I would suggest you do it now because coming up is nap time with the Fat Neck.
Roughneck.
Fat Neck.
Roughneck.
Fat Neck.
Rough Neck. Press the
so
button.
So here we go. We're going to bring him on right after his theme music.
The Ragged Rough Neck.
About a half a mile from town. Papa was a driller on a wildcat crew, and my mama never was around. I learned to cuss when I was 2, and fight when I was 3. And by the time I was 5, there was no kid alive could ever get the best of me. Born to be a roughneck, I'll never amount to nothing. Pulling case and laying pipe is hard labor.
Now it's time to say
unforgivable.
Welcome to the show, Roughneck. How are you tonight?
Damn, I got new entrance music.
And he likes it. Yeah, I love it.
Woo-hoo! I'm born to be a roughneck. Oh, yeah, dude, that's good. I'm using that, brother.
Roughneck, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm outstanding. I'm one highly motivated, dedicated individual. Can't wait for this Saturday.
Hey, Roughneck, why do you think Dean doesn't like you so much?
It's probably a conflict in personalities. I have one, he doesn't.
The man has a point.
Thank you, Chris. That's good.
Chris, come on. You're supposed to be neutral.
No, thank you.
I am neutral. I hate you both.
Well, you know what, Dean? Dean, we have a button we can cut him off, right?
No, we don't.
No.
Once you guys are on, you're on. I have no control over it.
Just Comcast.
Now, Roughneck, I hate to break it to you, but you're not even booked for this show, are you?
I am not booked in a match. Imagine that.
That seems to be a recurring theme.
You know, I think Don Warren just have a notebook or something, you know, just to keep all these names. And I mean, you got Steve and Mike Madoff going 14 times. I think Roughneck should have one match.
I mean, you know, it's okay because I got ringside with the Roughneck, and I'm actually interviewing that Madoff guy.
Now, what do you have in store for him? I'm sure you have some illuminating questions.
Oh, I'm sure. I want to know if Jake and Elwood want their suit back.
Oh, that's good, actually.
The thing is, he goes through all the trouble of putting on that suit, and then as soon as he gets in there, he untucks the shirt. I don't understand it.
You know what? It does get hot in the ring when you're actually active, Dean.
I think you just don't understand fashion.
Yeah, really. And the shirts that he wears underneath are fantastic.
Well, yeah, I have seen some of those shirts. Now, Roughneck, so you're not even bothered that you're not on the show in a wrestling role?
You know what? I will do what the company wants. I'll do what the people want. The people apparently liked Warren Peace with the Roughneck.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even start, Roughneck. Now,
I liked it.
Come on.
What? It was better than a fake ankle injury and then, look at me, I win.
Don't even get into that clown.
Look.
I don't particularly hate LJ Cruz anymore. I'm kind of becoming like an LJ Cruz
support.
Fan is too big of a word. But I don't hate LJ Cruz, but I know deep down inside that creep, Justin America, is finally going to get what's coming to him.
Now, are you going to be out there and supporting
LJ Cruz? I am going to support LJ Cruz from a distance because I have that much faith that he's going to knock them freaking teeth in of Justin America. He doesn't even need my help. And if that gray blanket-wearing goon that he brings with him steps out there, I still don't foresee a problem with it.
Let me ask you a question. If you have to step in, will you step in?
If I need be, I might.
Okay.
There's always that possibility.
Now, Roughneck, I have one of your... I wouldn't call him a fan.
The lame Harry Barnett.
No, not at all. Look,
you gonna play the Master G's little queen thing for the queen over in England?
No, not at all. I am gonna play his theme music, Roughneck, and I'm gonna bring him on in style.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you.
It is with great pleasure I bring back to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio
the great
Harry Barnett.
Wow, that music and your voice woke me up there, Dean. I fell asleep shortly after Master Gigante.
Yeah, it's been a tough ride.
You know, you just assaulted the show. The show comes on and you say, okay, well, the rest of the show is boring. Why are you listening?
No, of course, not at all, Dan. Dean and Omega are perfectly listenable, and so have all the other guests.
Mm, okay. Oh, so it's me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Now, Harry, do you have a question for the American Fatnik?
Right, like, what I want to know is... I'm sorry, Harry, he's talking to you. Go ahead.
Well, what I do want to know, Mr. Roughneck, is have you learned to tie your shoes yet? No, my real question is, what are you going to do to get booked next month if you're clearly doing something wrong to make people not want you on the show?
Now, listen, I've been on that show whether they want me or not. I am the American Roughneck. I will do what I want, when I want, and how I want. Oh, and by the way, Harry, I think it's an interesting coincidence that you and the horn section in your entrance music have something in common. You both blow. Knock it off.
You know, he thought of that. He thought of that the entire
time.
For like
20 minutes.
I'm going to get him. I tell you, I'm going to get him.
Listen, if he's not on the show, then why does he have his own segment? Nobody else on that show has their own segment. That's that exciting. Ahem.
Who are you talking about?
Nothing.
Look, Robert Knight couldn't handle the job, so it's now mine.
Right,
he
didn't handle the job. What are you talking about?
You stole the show.
Yeah, you stole
the show. He wanted fair and square.
No, he didn't.
Oh my God.
Matter of fact, I think it was that referee 1, 2, and eventually 3 that counted him out.
Exactly. And you know what? I think they should move the announce table as about as close as Tony Schiavone used to have it at WCW, because clearly you can't see what the hell is going on.
That would just be yet another obstacle in your way, Dan.
I don't have a problem walking.
Debatable. Now,
Hold on. Dan, I've been there.
Hold on. What have I tripped?
Debatable. I'm just saying there's obstacles sometimes in your way during a show. Wrestlers have almost kicked the camera out of your hands.
That's not my fault.
You've done juggling with the camera a few times.
Listen, I do want to shout out Mike Madoff. He saved my life last month from the lumberjack match from near seconds from getting squashed by Crazy Ivan. He said you should probably move.
Don't say that word, Dan.
What, crazy?
Don't say that word.
It's better than Harry Barnett.
Now,
that was just cheap.
Now, Harry.
Hey, you know what? Whatever, I can get it for whatever price, brother.
Harry. Come on, ask the Roughneck a very good question of whatever you want to ask. Come on, ask him something like a burning question.
Why is the sky blue?
Okay, all right. We were talking about referees a minute ago, right? So, Roughneck, are you ever going to learn how to count to 3 so you can transition into refereeing?
No comment from Roughneck there.
I got nothing.
Well, let me let's test him. Can you count to 3?
On occasion, yeah.
Let's do it now. Ready? I'm lying down and I'm getting pinned. Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Throwing you a bone here, trying to help you out. No, I'm just
Look, dude, I'm still dumbfounded by Master Official saying he's never seen Vader's full match. Like that's any different from any friggin' match he's reffed.
You're taking shots now at the Master Official.
Oh, he started it.
Master Official didn't say anything about Nick.
Are you on the show? Oh, my God. No, I'm done. I'm done.
I hope
Goodbye.
So. Goodbye. Good. Have a good night, Dan.
Where'd Mop Top go?
What?
Where did Mop Top just go to?
I have no idea. But anyway, Roughneck, you're not booked again. You're showing up. Half the people don't want to see you. There's only like four or five people. They all, you know, they've seen you around. They feel bad for you. They give you a donation each month. Now, I mean, come on, Roughneck. Why do you keep doing this to yourself?
Listen, I had them chanting LJ Cruz. If you'd like, I'll prove it to you this month, and I'll have them chant Brady Hicks.
Oh, if you do that, we'll never speak again. We'll never speak again.
That's music to my ears at this point.
We'll never speak again, Roughneck, if you do that.
Oh, promise me.
The only thing worse than that would be a Captain Dave chant.
No. Roughneck, I'll never forgive you. I'll never forgive you or support you ever again. He doesn't deserve it. He has certain logos on a sign that should be banned from that building.
You know what? I'm never going to... Go
I
ahead,
definitely
Roughneck.
Agree with you on that one.
Now.
That sign may not make it through my whole segment.
That no good hashtag fire Warren made me hug that lumpy, bologna-eating pizza-faced bastard. Crying out loud. Leave him alone. You know what? Captain Dave is really the he epitomizes, if you will, the Roughneck Nation. Does he not?
No, he does not.
Dean, I've got a question for you.
What, fat and stupid?
Dean, I've got a question for you.
Who, me or Dean?
Captain Dave, for you. Captain Dave or the Rat?
Oh.
Yeah, come on, that's not even fair.
Hey, Dean, I'm going to be on Howard Stern.
Oh, that guy.
I'm going to have to back you on that one.
I want to be on the radio, Dave.
Oh, that good for nothing. All right, but no.
But I'm shooting up heroin.
Anyway, Dan, stop. Just stop right now. Now, Roughneck, I do have a serious question for you. How does it feel getting pinned every month?
Listen, I had that pinned. I had that last win. That was mine. I had Berwick dead to rights in the middle of that ring, and Justin America came in and distracted the official, and then he hits me with something, and then tries to plant knuckles on me? Come on, now.
Excuses.
Hey, 1 minute he's Kerry Von Erich, the next minute he's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'll tell you what, though.
Not even Roughneck like that one. That's lame, dude. That's not cool. He's dead.
Oh, Dan. Anyway.
That's funny.
Anyway, Roughneck, I certainly do not look forward to sitting through another Shakespearean ringside with the fat neck. I am not looking forward to this at all.
Because it is ringside with the rough neck, I think I might do it from your table.
I was about to say, you know what, Roughneck? I think you should do it for the announcement, seeing that it's ringside with the rough neck.
It's ringside with the rough neck. And unfortunately, because you seem to get hurt and picked on, they put your table so far away from ringside.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
No.
You're damn near in the locker room. Steph is watching you on video.
It's technically in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, they made a cutout for him.
Yeah, there's just the only thing separating them and the locker room is a little hole with a wire through it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the time he visited a little hole in a wall.
Roughneck, with that, I'm going to have to say farewell.
Hey, thanks for coming out. Thanks for having me.
That's not nice.
So good. Goodbye to the fat neck.
You're such a jerk.
No
wonder why some people want to assault you, Dean. I have no idea whatever would go through their mind. 90% of the time, I have your back. Sometimes I think you get punched in the face.
Anyway, we'll be right back. We'll be right back after the fat neck theme.
Oh my God. We'll be right back. So pretty much everybody agrees that that sign needs to go.
I actually like the new sign.
Well, can we at least just spray paint over that one thing? Because it makes me want to throw things it makes me want to throw heavy things at his laptop.
Well, besides that, but anyway.
Yeah, you know, the pictures are all straight and everything, and yeah, good.
Anyway, Omega, we have been waiting for this moment. Harry, I'll put you back on hold. I'll bring you back when we go out of this, or if you have to go, I understand, because it's like, 7 o'clock in the morning over there.
Well, I am. No, I'm good. I'll wait.
Okay.
Is it nice and foggy today?
No.
It'd be 4 a.m., so it's probably dark.
Probably couldn't tell right now.
I couldn't tell.
Chris, be neutral or shut up.
But Harry, I'll bring you back on in a moment.
We have roles here, you know.
I'm sorry. I'll just shut up and not talk.
Just talk about men fighting each other and shut up.
Yes, okay.
All right.
It's time, Omega. Right, Omega, coming up live from Brazil, it is going to be UFC on FX, Rockhold versus Belfort. So how do you see the main event breaking down? This is the last Strikeforce middleweight champion taking on a very game competitor.
Yeah, you think about Vitor Belfort, you think about a guy whose losses in his last 10 fights are to Anderson Silva and John Jones. That's it. To the middleweight champion and the light heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who is very, very good. But he's also been in some wars. He's had some trouble with cardio in the past.
In the past. But I think he proved himself that fight against – it was one of the other Brazil cards. The guy who got cut. Anthony Johnson.
Rumble Johnson.
Yeah, that fight. He proved himself there, I thought, as far as his cardio.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think really you look at his at that Bisping fight too. He looked okay as far as cardio went. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's had problems in the past, and it's not that. He's not capable. I mean, certainly he is capable. He's capable of knocking guys out. He's capable of submitting guys. He is a well-rounded mixed martial artist. Very good on the ground. Very good with his hands. That being said, he's fighting a guy who is 10-0 in his last 10 fights. He is the final Strikeforce champion. Luke Rockhold is a very... very gifted athlete, very very well rounded as well. Has proven himself against some pretty tough competition, such as Jacare Souza. That being said, he's stepping up to his first UFC fight against Vitor Belfort in Brazil. That's a tough test.
Yeah. Certainly, sometimes when people come over, they get a hand picked or. You know, an easy fight, shall you say. Rockhold did not get that.
No. You get the main event in Brazil.
Certainly.
For your first UFC fight. That's tough against Lord Belfort. The only way it could be worse if he was fighting Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Or one of the Nogueira brothers.
Yeah.
That's really the only way it could be worse for him.
Yeah. But that being said, I don't think that Luke Rockhold is going to be.
I think he could be intimidated by that. You're talking about a guy's Strikeforce. They were doing 10,000 seats. This is foreign country. This is a very rabid MMA crowd. I mean, this is a different experience for him, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, this is it is going to be completely different. He's been in big fights He's been in five round fights.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that I would say that he is going to be too intimidated. But you're absolutely right. Brazil is just a different place. It's like going to Canada for pro wrestling.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's loud. It's night and day from an American audience.
It's really the birthplace too of jiu-jitsu, which is one of the foundations now of MMA. So I mean, it started there, of course. What's the other one? Tale Vudo fight.
Tale Vudo.
Yeah, we're big there. That's where the axe murderer came from.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have this. They love it. It's besides football, and I'm talking about the English soccer stuff. Besides that, this is probably the number two sport in Brazil.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It is huge. And you're going to see that probably throughout the card. Anybody from Brazil is going to get huge ovations.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not going to be pretty for Rockhold is what I'm getting at.
No. This is a very, very intriguing fight, though. Take away the venue. It's still an intriguing fight. Does Vitor still have it? He certainly, again, he hasn't lost to anybody who's not a champion right now.
That's true.
In recent fights, he's been, they call him the Phenom for a reason. He's very good. Luke Rockhold is a young fighter. He's coming up, really reaching the peak of his abilities. I think it's a very good matchup. That being said, I think Luke is probably going to win this. It's
really
pretty close. I think Luke's going to win this. I think it's probably going to go to decision. I think Luke's got the chin and the cardio and the athleticism to stay away from Vitor's power and to avoid getting caught in the ground. But I think it's going to go to decision, though.
I was thinking like a second round TKO for Belfort.
I can see it. That's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. He's like I said, he's got the power. He's got the ground game. He could go either way.
Definitely. We do agree with that. Now, Souza is taking on Camozzi.
Yep.
In the co-main event. Souza is a world-class grappler. So how do you see this one breaking down?
Well, Camozzi is coming on short notice for this fight. Who was he supposed to fight? Who was Jacare supposed to fight in the first original place? Costa Filippo. That was who it was. So, Costa Filippo was a top 10 talent, was going to fight Souza. Souza, he other than losing to Luke Rockhold a few years ago, has looked very, very good. Thoroughly beat Ed Herman in his last fight. He's very good. This is a very big step for Camozzi. He's, like I said, Souza's very good on the ground. I just don't see this one going very long because I think Camozzi is just outmatched right now. Souza's just that good on the ground. He's going to take him down and put the submission on him, I think.
Could be. I see it the same way. I mean, this is a guy who has more gold medals than who has more gold medals, really? I mean, this guy is just a beast on the ground. So,
unless he could, Camozzi can somehow keep it on the feet and manage to avoid the ground game, I think he might have a chance to eke out a decision, but I don't see it. This is, Souza's too good. He hasn't really lost to anybody that you would say gives me any pause right now. I mean, I think where is he? I think Jacare is I don't know. I was looking for where he is. He's probably too low ranked right now as far as middleweight.
Oh, he hasn't had this is his debut, right?
Yeah, this is his debut in the USC. But I think I think he's probably a top five middleweight or pretty close. I think you could argue with Luke Rockhold and him are probably pretty even. So, and there's talk that Luke Rockhold may get a shot if he beats Belfort. So,
we'll see. Yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? Everybody always has a striker's chance in MMA, so you never know. Not that Camozzi's known for that, but still.
No, yeah. It's MMA. Everybody's got a chance, but no, I don't see it. I think Jacare takes this one easily.
Oh, yeah. First round submission, I'd say. Dos Anjos will be taking on Dunham. How do you see that one?
These are two good ground guys, probably just outside the top 10 of the lightweights. You know, like I said, they're both going to ground. They're probably going to kind of offset each other. You know, Dunham's a good wrestler, but he's also got Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. Dos Anjos has a lot of submission victories. I think it's going to come down to striking. And, you know, I think Dunham does better volume of strikes. But, you know, Natal or Dos Anjos is not a slouch on a stand-up either. It's just going to come down to who outpoints who at this point. I don't think either guy's going to knock him out.
No.
So I think we're looking at probably a decision here because the guys are going to be too good on the ground. They're going to avoid submissions. So I'm going to pick Dunham on this one. It's close, though. I could see it going either way. But I think it's just going to be more striking volume and just Dunham outpointing Dos Anjos.
Now, the last card, the last fight on the main card is Natal against Zeferino. Do you know anything about that guy?
I don't know anything about Zeferino at all. You know, from what I've read about him, he's pretty aggressive with striking and stuff. But, you know, I think this is a guy coming in first fight in the UFC. Natal is, you know, Natal's kind of one of those mid-range fighters. Picked up a win his last fight against Sean Spencer, but via submission. He's got, you know, I just don't know enough about Zeferino to make a good prediction on this one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does.
I mean, this problem with these Brazil cards is we don't get a lot of exposure to these guys as they work their way up. I mean, as they keep going to Brazil, we'll get more views of these people. But this guy's making his debut in UFC. I think I'm going to pick Natal just because I'm more familiar with him.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's doing.
You know, so, but, you know, who knows? It's UFC. We've seen guys come in, walk into UFC unheralded and just devastate somebody. So.
Now, do you see anything on the pre-card? The preliminary matches that...
One of the things, the absolute travesties of this card, you know, we're talking about the Natal fight here, where we just don't know the other guy. You got you got Chris Curiazo and Jussier da Silva, Formiga, fighting on the Facebook card. This is the number 7 and the number 5 flyweights.
Really?
Fighting on the Facebook card. That's ridiculous.
I would happen to agree with that, and it shows you that UFC doesn't like the lower weight classes.
I just don't understand why. I really don't understand why they pretty much deliver on a consistent basis. You know, this guy, this should be on the main card. You don't have the number. I mean, Formiga was number 1 flyweight in the world a year ago. I mean, this is not a guy that belongs on a preliminary card.
Well, at least we get to see it on Facebook for free.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
I agree.
You have to go all the way to Facebook to get it? That's bad. I don't like it at all. Other than that...
I don't like it.
I don't like it, man. I have my standards.
And Facebook is not one of them.
No. Well, I don't understand the appeal of having matches on Facebook. Anyway, I don't get that.
It's just for the people that want to see the whole card, if they have the opportunity, if they have Fuel TV. Most everybody has Facebook. It gets people excited.
I just don't think... No. I understand that part. I just don't understand it through Facebook. Like a YouTube thing or a Hulu thing, but I don't understand.
Well, if you think of it this way, pay-per-views have 5 fights that you'll see, 5 scheduled fights at least. Sometimes they put some of the preliminaries on there to waste time, or if it gets over early, whatever, they'll put you know, you might get six or seven from the preliminaries. So you'll have five fights scheduled for a pay-per-view, four for a televised one. Now, the totality of the whole card is like 13 fights. So there are people that love MMA that much that will want to see that entire card. That's the only point I'm getting to. Is
no, I.
You brought up a point, Dean. A lot of it's to fill time too. You know, you have 13 fights, but we've had guys that don't make weight or get sick the week of the fight and they can't place them. So you pull a fight up off the Facebook card. But or to your point, if you get a bunch of quick knockouts, they got 2 hours of TV to fill or 3 hours of a pay per view to fill. They throw all these fights on there. You know, and it's a way of keeping filling time.
And a lot of times you'll have the fight of the night in the preliminaries.
Yes.
A lot of times that's where the fight of the night comes from. Now, on a good card, you'll have, hopefully, the fight of the night will be the main event. That's what, you know, preferably would happen. But a lot of times it's the preliminaries that you'll see the submission. The submission and the knockouts are always the preliminary, it seems. Unless you're Anderson Silva that, you know, front face cuts people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so one other fight I wanted to bring up was Fabio Maldonado is on the Fuel TV card. He's taking on Roger Hewlett. So that's an interesting fight, I think.
Well, you think about Fabio Maldonado, he's 1-3 in the UFC. Really not having his last three fights. He's lost his last three fights. I mean, granted, last fight was against Glover Teixeira, and Glover Teixeira is a monster.
He is.
When
is he getting his title shot?
Who knows? I mean,
he should have it by now.
He's up there. He's got. Well, you know, he had to wait for Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, everybody did.
Everybody had to wait for Chael Sonnen.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, for whatever reason. But, you know, he's sitting there now. But you got, and of course, till Chael Sonnen jumps to the head of the line for whatever reason, you got four guys sitting at there probably could have a title shot right now. Lyoto Machida, Alexander Gustafsson, Dan Henderson. Got him in. And Glover Teixeira. These are all those guys could get a title shot. You know, I don't know when he's getting his title shot. But to your point, back to Maldonado, I think this Maldonado needs a win in the worst way right now if he wants to stay in the UFC. You know, I think he's got a decent chance against Hollett. But you know, Hollett's kind of a grinding fighter. He can put you down and just kind of, you know, work on you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, kind of a toss up. Kind of a toss up right now, but I, you know, who knows?
I would hope Maldonado pulls that one off. So that is the card for UFC on FX. Now that's 9:00 on FX. Amazingly enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's coming up there. I just want to briefly go over this Saturday. Of course, WSU and CZW had. iPay-per-view. It was a doubleheader. Now, the winner of the King and Queen tournament was AR Fox and Athena. And, probably the biggest news that came out of the WSU show was Masada was legitimately hurt.
Okay, that's true then.
Oh, yeah, he was legitimately hurt. He hobbled to the back. Talked to Maven Bentley after the show, of course, the vice president of CZW, and he said that Masada will most likely tape it up and he'll be ready to go at Tournament of Death.
Well, that's crazy. I know, but like,
I mean,
I know what you're saying, but like, ow.
I agree. There was some damage apparently to the cartilage in his knee. I'm not sure.
Now that's something, and I'll say this from experience. Yes, experience. One time I was active. Holy crap! Everybody's having a heart attack. Depending on how bad the cartilage in the knee is, you know, how bad the tear or the rip is, you can do normal stuff on it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But CZW is not necessarily normal. So.
Well, I was gonna. That's why I said, "Wow, it's like, wait a minute, he's gonna go in the tournament of Tournament of Death."
He might not be involved with Tournament of Death. He might just make an appearance because this is. I don't think he's one of the eight that are. I'm not doing my homework here, but I don't think he's one of the eight involved in the Tournament of Death. So. Go to czwrestling.com for, they did announce the eight, that are in it. I know Ron Mathis, Joe Gacy, Tremont's involved, DJ is actually involved this year, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some interesting stuff there. Now,
do they have a Death Wish?
I don't know. So he was legitimately hurt, That was probably the biggest news of that, besides, of course, the winners, A.R. Fox and Athena.
Let me know when you want to switch. I do have one question non-CCW related.
Okay. We'll get to it. Now, the opening match of the CZW card was a Best of the Best Tournament Rewind. Now, Dan, you saw the Best of the Best Tournament. Now, this was Andrew Everett, who was formerly known as the Chiba Kid, taking on Shane Hollister, taking on Caleb Conley. Now,
ooh,
great match, and Shane Hollister came out the winner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Shane Hollister is really a good talent, and I think CZW is behind what Hollister is doing. So.
Now, here's my first question. How long that match last?
Oh, it was over 10, probably between the 10 to 15 minute range, I'd say.
Not as long as I expected.
Well, it was good enough. They all got their stuff in, shall we say.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the next match, now this was a bit of a shocker. Jessica Havoc, she is the WSU champion, took on Nevaeh, of course, of Ohio is for Killers. Now, earlier in the night, as Brady Hicks could tell you, because he really raved about the Sami Callihan-Jessica Havoc match from earlier on. Now, earlier in the doubleheader. Now, Nevaeh was the winner in this match, beating Jessica Havoc. Now, earlier in the day, Jessica Havoc beat Sammy. I don't know.
Hmm.
But there you go.
Okay.
As far as that goes. Then there was a World Tag Team Championship match. Blackout, which is Ruckus and Black Cheese, took on John Silver and Alex Reynolds, two of your favorites, Sam.
Yes, I love those guys. Entertaining and fantastic tag team wrestling.
Very good match. Got a lot of time. Again, in that 15-minute range. And
you know, that was on iPay-per-view.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. I really wanted to order the next one. The Best of the Best really got me back into CZW. Good stuff.
Oh, well, this was a really good card, I thought. I will say that.
You can watch the replay and such, right?
Oh, yeah. It's on RF Video. You can get CZIPayPerView.com.
And real quick side comment again, that iPayPerView, that's pretty high quality production they put on there. They don't screw around with those iPayPerViews.
I agree. I haven't actually seen the iPayPerView. I haven't seen one since RF Video took over. Of course, before it was Pancost Productions. Something happened there. Don't know what. Not my place to talk about it because I don't know.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It was very well.
Yeah, but RF Video has been a leader since going back to the ECW days, the fan cam days.
And I will say that CZW won me over because the very, very last thing you hear on the Best of the Best Night pay-per-view is Chrissy Rivera screaming at somebody, "I will effing kill you." Fade to black, end of show.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Oh, it was awesome.
Now, the next match was a grudge match between Matt Tremont, the Bulldozer, and Joe Gacy. Now, of course, we had Tremont on. He was telling us that it was going to be the most violent act you have ever seen in CZW history. Now, of course, people have been hung by hooks. People have gone through light tubes and have died and come back to life.
You like stuff, right, Harry?
So, needless to say, I was very apprehensive watching this one. Basically, what happened very early on, Joe tied a chain around the neck of Matt Tremont, had him in the corner, hit him with a chair twice.
Jesus Christ.
Went outside, grabbed a barbed wire chair and hit him again with the barbed wire chair, and then the match was thrown out. The fans were not happy with this.
Oh, God.
Needless to say.
My only problem with the style of ultraviolence is how far do you go and how do you not repeat yourself?
Well, that is, you know...
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way at all.
No, no, but that was a huge point brought up by Barbed Wired City, and probably a good point to bring up now. We will be interviewing the director of Barbed Wired City coming up on June 5th. Next week he's flying out to Chicago. There's a screening in Chicago, so he could not do it next week.
Never mind, keep going.
We will have him on June 5th. Go ahead.
No, irrelevant. Go.
Okay, the next match was probably my favorite of the night. Tracy Smothers making a return.
Yes!
Taking on Greg Excellent.
I love that guy.
And my goodness, you know, I'm looking at a report here, and they said total dud range. I'm not sure what they mean by that, because that was, if you want to know how to cut a promo, how to get heat, watch Tracy Smothers.
Oh, God.
And apparently,
I think he's one of the most underrated guys in wrestling, period.
Oh, he is.
God.
He kept on calling people Voorhees Yahoos and stuff. It was great. He knew how to get he knew how to get under the skin of the CZW faithful.
Not too far off on that one.
And my goodness, Greg Excellent was your winner with a roll up, and pretty good. I thought it was fun. Go ahead.
Is he a regular in CZW again, or is it a one off?
I think it was a one off. I think it was a one off. Now, the next match was Lucky 13 taking on Drake Younger. However, there was a return. Scotty Vortex came back. He is a former CZW World Champion. And it became a tag match. Drake Younger and Scotty Vortex against Lucky 13 and Danny Havoc. Crazy is the only way to describe that match.
Don't say that word.
And Devin Moore. Came out at the end after the match and challenged Drake Younger to a non-tournament match at Tournament of Death coming up. So there you go. The next match was Jake Christ taking on Pepper Parks. I you know what? CZW is behind Pepper Parks and Cherry Bomb. I don't get it. I don't get the gimmick. I don't care about it. But there you go. Jake Christ is your winner in that one. The Gulak campaign then cut a nice, good promo. I'll tell you what, Drew Gulak is a genius on the microphone as well. We had him on. How would you describe Drew Gulak, Dan?
Man, you put me on the spot. Man, he's on fire all the time.
Very he really is.
Engaging. He'll answer a direct question. I mean, on the interview side of it, we'll answer a direct question, but he will elaborate to the ninth degree, which is a very welcome thing.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you have somebody who doesn't elaborate, bad things happen.
Epically.
Yeah. Alex Colon then came out, Dan, to address. It was his best of the best address. He, of course, was the winner at Best of the Best 12. And Bandito Jr.
Support, Bandito.
And Azrael were with him. Of course, Chrissy Rivera was there as well.
Huh?
Apparently, A.R. Fox did not like what was said by Alex Colon. He comes out. Shane Strickland, our guest from last week, then came out, along with Tommy Dreamer. And we get a six-man tag team match for Loco against Strickland, A.R. Fox, and Tommy Dreamer.
And Tommy Dreamer put his filthy hands on Chrissy Rivera, and I take that personally, actually.
Well, you know, next time you see Tommy Dreamer, why don't you go up to him and tell him about it?
I'm going to tell him about it. You seem to be able to tell wrestlers how you feel. I'm going to tell them right about it.
Well,
from across the room.
Okay. So,
from across the room. Tommy Dreamer!
But I think the real highlight of this match was the dance-off at the end as A.R. Fox and Shane Strickland started dancing. And then, of course, Tommy Dreamer dancing with one of the CZW Academy students Probably got the biggest pop of the night.
Tommy Dreamer dancing, yeah, I'd get that pop. That would get a pop for me.
He even did the spin-a-rooney, Dan.
I'm sure that went over like a lead balloon.
No, he did it.
He did it.
He did it. It wasn't like Jim Ross. It was...
That would be my second favorite spin-a-rooney was Jim Ross's.
Oh.
I have a joke there, but I won't...
Yeah, please don't.
I won't.
The main event was changed earlier. It was going to be one of the Christ Brothers against Masada, but of course Masada was out of action. So the main event became DJ Hyde against Sami Callihan. Now, it was a little-known secret, because I think everybody in attendance knew that this was Sammy's last match.
I think everybody knew, period.
Yeah, Sammy's last match in CZW. He was the winner. He had DJ tap out to the stretch muffler. This went everywhere, and a pretty good match from what I could see, because, of course, those type of matches, you can't see everything. Now, after he grabbed the mic, he said, I love you, I'm sorry, and left the ring. And like I said, it was probably the worst-kept secret in CZW that he was off to greener pastures, most likely.
Yeah.
As long as his physicals go well, he will probably be with Florida pretty darn soon.
And it's not like it wasn't a secret either. I mean, how many times was DJ on the show saying...
This is last time, yeah.
It's not going to be here much longer. I have this feeling.
Yeah, true. And he has a date, June 15th, with Pro Wrestling Guerrilla out in California against Adam Cole.
Hey, man.
Iron Man match. Wow.
Good luck, man, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know Sammy too well. Of course, Brady knew Sammy a little bit better than I did, and Brady went backstage, and it was quite an emotional scene from what Brady was saying. So, good luck.
You got a man who's been there for so many years, who's worked his ass off, and he's getting what you aim for, man.
Yeah, quite an emotional scene, and that
awesome.
That was
awesome.
Yeah, that was the final scene of.
Thanks for nothing. I'm leaving.
Yeah, that was the final scene of that. Now Brady is on the line. I just want to see if he wants to offer his thoughts. Brady, are you there? He might be sleeping. He does that sometimes.
Hey guys.
Brady. No, he's sleeping. Thanks for calling in, Brady. Now,
I'm not sleeping. I was just thinking of a new promotion I could do, and so much more.
Now, we'll be right back after this to close things down and to talk about this amazing card that is coming up this Saturday. But we'll be right back.
This Saturday, May 18th, come out to the Proving Ground to see all the top New Moon Rising Wrestling stars, including in the main event for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, former WWE and Ring of Honor star Tank Tolan defends his title against the crowd favorite O-Dog with Sienna Duvall. In a no-disqualification Falls Count Anywhere match, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont and Crazy Ivan try to settle the score in their third meeting. And just announced, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE star Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron will take on Drew Blood and Xavier Cross, highly entertaining wrestlers, with their manager Loudy. Tickets are just $10. The Proving Grounds are located at 1030 Delsey Drive, Deptford Township, New Jersey, 08008. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. For more information, check out the website at nmrwrestling.com. We're not old, we're new.
Harry, you are not muted, but Dan, I'm telling you.
It got through.
Yeah, it did.
Bad.
It was a bad one.
Hi! It was okay.
Now, Dan, of course, Saturday, I know you're excited. You get to film it. You get to be backstage with Zach Gowen, Gregory Iron. And
Say what you want about, you know, there's a lot of poo flinging that goes on in this business. Say what you want about what I'm doing with, you know, whatever company. I get to see this stuff firsthand, up close and personal, work with these guys, talk with these guys in a light that some people don't see. And I'm really excited for this month. It's going to be exciting on a personal level for me. And to be able to be that close to it, to hear and see things that some other people don't see, is exciting for me personally, quite frankly. I'm looking forward to this.
Certainly. It's a packed card. The first match of Matt Saigon's singles career in New Moon Rising Wrestling. I'm looking forward to that. I think it could be, I thought it could be the sleeper match. I really think that this match, Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron against highly entertaining wrestlers, I think that's really going to steal the show at this point. Plus, maybe we're going to find out what's happening with this Tank Tolan thing. Got a video, got a present. Who knows what's going on?
I have a feeling. I just get a weird feeling. It's creepy stuff. You know, this is borderline stalker stuff going on, really. I mean,
I wouldn't say that. I think it's a deranged genius behind all this that, you know, was fed up with the status quo, Dan.
Dean, you don't know, or do you know?
I don't know anything. I'm as curious as everyone else is out there to find out, to get to the bottom of this, Dan. Because this is, I mean, like you said, I mean, it is borderline stalker stuff, but I think about the chess game here, Dan. That
chess game? How do we know who this is or what this person does?
But think
is
about
he a wrestler or some schmuck off the street that thinks he can take Tank Tolan because he's nuts?
I don't know, Dan.
And your opinion of Tank Tolan is skewed because you've been messing with him for so long.
I've been messing with him.
Yes, you have.
Go back to Fallout, Dan, where this whole thing started. He chased me out of the building with a kendo stick.
I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Of course you wouldn't. Then I tried to give better presents to the children of the Ronald McDonald House. He comes out and punches me in the mouth.
He never touched you. I was there.
Then I'm there to help out my friends.
Oh my God, shut up.
The Me Society, Justin America, Jake Bishop, well, he was my friend at the time, and the Untouchables. I'm there trying to help them out.
Are you a wrestler?
The following month.
Are you a wrestler?
The following month.
Are you a wrestler? Answer the question.
No, I am not a wrestler.
Why did you get involved?
The following month, I have to hug that lumpy, baloney-smelling, no-good reporter. If you want to call him a fake reporter.
What does he report on where?
Well, it's the Captain Dave Spieler Network. But
yeah, it's about as prevalent as TNN.
Pretty much. Now,
thank you.
I had to hug that lumpy, no good guy and because of Don Warren and Tank Tolan.
What did he smell like?
Like blue cheese?
Ew.
Yeah. It wasn't pleasant.
I'm repulsed.
Then I tried to bury the hatchet. I said, I had enough. Come on, Tank. Let's shake hands. Let's just end this whole thing. And what's he do? He attacks me. Attacks me, Dan. You know how long it took me to get that tie off? He it was so tight after he was trying to strangle me with my own tie, Dan.
I'm just saying, wrong place, wrong time for you on that one.
Wrong place, wrong time. So he's completely justified.
I didn't say he was justified. I didn't say he was justified. He hit. He touched you. He put his hands on you one time. Not to mention the fact that he still owes you for handcuffing his wrist to the ring and trying to stop him during Brawl for It All. Not to mention the fact that you were antagonizing him on the Christmas holiday. I think, you know, after all that, and even though you tried to bury the hatchet, wrong place, wrong time, and he got caught up, he got, I can't talk, forget it, heat in the moment, you know what I'm trying to say.
Now, Harry,
my point is, shut up, is what my point is.
Now, Harry, you interview Tank, and you seem to come under his spell, you drank the Kool-Aid, the Tolan Kool-Aid. Now, tell me why you seemingly put behind all these things that Tank Tolan has done. Why are you a Tank Tolan supporter?
Well, I wouldn't really say I'm a supporter, Dane. I'd say I'm more in the middle. But after listening to everything that you've said and really following everything that's gone on, I think that, you know, Tank's the one to blame in all of this.
Oh my God.
I think you're completely innocent. And I think this whole stalker thing, I think it's Tank setting it up for himself, trying to get a little attention, maybe get back to the big time.
You know what?
I think that's probably the best explanation of this whole thing.
I'm surrounded by morons.
I think that's the best explanation of this whole thing. Tank Tolan is the one behind this. Harry, you're a genius.
Yeah, Harry, you're a genius.
I'm great for a reason. What can I say?
Yeah, the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then.
We got to the bottom of it here. That's my prediction. Now, Dan.
Don't talk.
Well, but before that, Harry.
Forget it. Just forget it.
Harry.
By the way, Harry.
You have a show. It's What's Wrong with Wrestling. Tell us all about it.
He does not.
I do.
Oh, stop.
She does not.
What's Wrong with Wrestling, Saturdays, 9:30, whenever Brady puts it up, on thebradyhicks.com.
Oh, so it is Brady's fault.
Well, you know, it could be his fault, could be my fault. I'll just blame on Brady anyway. Yeah, it might be back on Saturday. Gone on another little hiatus, but, you know, I do plan on bringing it back.
Were you back last week as well?
But it'll be on iTunes, you know, follow the Twitter, at WWWWrestling. That's about it, really.
All right, so that is What's Wrong with Wrestling now.
I heard a rumor that there's going to be a commercial soon.
Yeah, I had a few people say a few things, you know.
I'm sure it was all nice things, right?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, there you go.
Anytime you want to come on and waste my time and promote the show, go ahead.
Stop it, Dan.
Oh, well, thank you, Dan. The honor's been all of yours.
Hey, you know what? I'm honest and true.
Oh, wait.
Integrity, right?
Oh, don't get me started on your
integrity.
Anyway, Brady Hicks has something to say. Hey, Brady.
Is this the Jerry Lewis telethon?
It very well could be.
It feels like it.
Now, Brady,
you know,
how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I was in my neighborhood pub, as Harry would call it, and
as you always are. Yes.
I called at 5 of 11 because I didn't want to miss out on the chance of talking to you, but I was still in the bar, so I just muted it. But here I am, almost an hour later, ready to talk some wrestling.
I did try to get to you, Brady. I did try to get to you.
You were muted. I was in the bar. I was talking to ladies.
Great timekeeping, Hicks.
I'm drinking beer and hitting on the ladies and so much more.
Thanks for the support, guys.
No problem.
Hitting on the ladies. Yeah.
I'm hitting on the ladies. BradyHicks.com. Bang.
Brady's ladies. So
maybe you've heard of me. I'm Brady Hicks.
Maybe you've heard of me. I'm the host of In the Room on. Well, I'm not sure what it's on, but it's on BradyHicks.com.
I walk into the bar and I say, "Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Star Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WDMD of TheBradyHicks.com, and a good personal friend of Dan Colachico, the Cujo."
Oh, thank you. And they all go.
Why do I absolutely believe that?
He answered the phone one time doing that. Now,
Brady, from now on, when I introduce you to someone, if you don't introduce yourself like that, I'm going to be thoroughly upset.
Hi, I'm Brady.
Dad, I want you to meet a good friend of mine. Hi, Brady Hicks here, thebradyhicks.com, and pro wrestling illustrator.
Anyway, before we
life is grand.
Rail, Brady, Zach Allen, Gregory Iron, what's it mean for New Moon Rising Wrestling?
This is a huge opportunity, not just for the handicapped heroes to prove themselves at the Proving Ground, but it's an opportunity for New Moon to step to that next level. Picture this: in 2003, Zach Allen was voted one of the top wrestlers in the world. Think about that. Let that soak in. I mean, we're talking a guy who's been in the ring with Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Brock Lesnar. Think about that.
I already did when I was talking to him.
I was going
to
say, I thought about it.
So you actually had him on the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks,
Oh,
for
Zach
listening.
Is awesome. I'm sorry, I was in the bar. I will listen. Can you vouch for the fact that Zach Gallen is one of the coolest mainstream stars you're ever going to meet?
Where have you been? Seriously.
Well, we're going to find out, certainly, this Saturday at the Proving Grounds. Now, of course, his partner is Gregory Iron, who was personally endorsed by CM Punk.
Absolutely. Gregory Iron, the story of 2011 on the indie scene, labeled by CM Punk quite possibly the top indie star today. And you know what? I had the chance last year at Super 8 to meet him, and he was incredible. Such a nice guy.
I certainly agree with that. I met him there as well. It's only going to get better this weekend at the Proving Grounds. Now, Brady, one other thing I wanted to say. You had a chance to talk with Sami Callihan after his final match in CZW. Just describe that scene for me.
It was an emotional scene, you know. I mean, it was emotional not just for me, because I've seen people leave for Florida to go to WWE, and I haven't seen them since then, and that's a shame. I mean, Sammy is one of those guys that anytime I would go to an indie show in the Philadelphia area, he's somebody that I would look forward to seeing and talking with because, yeah, he's something special, you know, but he always had that feeling to him. You know, I wish him the best. I mean, he was in the locker room bawling his eyes out, he and his girlfriend, and, I mean, you know, it's just a sad thing. I mean, I guess they, you know, what's the saying? When one door closes, another opens. The CZW door is now closed for now. But I think he has a great potential. He has a great future. I mean, if you talk about motivated professional wrestlers, here's a guy that weighed, what, 350, 375 pounds?
Yeah, yeah. It's a story. It's one of those stories on the independent scene, how he created this new look.
And WWE told him to lose weight because they said if he trimmed down, he had the potential to be a top star. So he took the advice of Tom Pritchard or John Laurinaitis or wherever it was, and he ran with it. I mean, how many guys actually do that? Think about that. I mean, I say I'm going to lose weight, and I'll struggle to take off 10 pounds. We're talking he cut more than half of himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to stay on WWE's radar. So there's a guy that's motivated.
Yeah, I agree. It certainly was. I mean, it had that feeling that this is a chapter closing. Of course, his last independent date that people know of right now is June 15th for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, taking on possibly another one leaving for Florida, Adam Cole, in a 60-man Ironman match. So, you know. Yeah. We're losing two big stars on the NDC.
Selfishly, you want to see them stay around forever for us to be there. You know, you want to be able to go down to Delaware or go to Voorhees and see these guys perform. You know, nothing lasts forever. But our loss will certainly be mainstream worldwide WWE fans' gain, because I have no doubt that both men are going to make a splash in WWE someday.
Oh, definitely.
I have no doubt.
They're young enough, and they have that motivation. So,
And they're good guys. Like, you know, I say everybody's a good guy all the time, but they are good guys. Like, you know, some people in wrestling are jerks. They're not.
I can
They deserve that. Everything, you know. I've been talking for years about how sad it is to see your friends leave and go to WWE, Dean. Now you can say the same thing. It's heartbreaking for you. Yeah.
You know, Adam Cole was a friend, always friendly with the show, so, but congratulations. But Brady, we got to wrap this thing up. I'll see you Friday for Riot Pro. We had Fredo on as well. That was fun. So
Fredo Majors. I hear Fredo Majors is going to go talk to some school children in Westchester, Dean.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Oh,
see,
wow.
I call him with breaking news too, Dean. See that?
I think mine was a little more pertinent, but wow, Fredo Majors.
Guest speaker, educating the youth of America.
You know, I would pull my son out of the school.
Hey, kids. No, Fredo's awesome. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, you know, he's awesome.
So, yeah, well, I'll see you at Riot Pro. And then, of course, the big day, Reign of Fire, will be Saturday. Dan, you and I will be there for a live pre-show.
Hell yeah.
And
fire.
Yeah, Reign of Fire.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it is. 5 o'clock will be the pre-show. Bell time, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6 for the fans. Tickets are only $10. I can't say it. You have a chance to see guys that primarily wrestle in the Midwest come out here to Jersey together and team up against one of our better tag teams. I really think this is an opportunity for anybody within the sound of my voice to see a really motivational act and a match that you'll probably not soon forget.
You know what else, Dean? I mean, you know, in addition to being the inspirational story that they both are, you just know. I mean, you're friends with Loudy and with Xavier Cross and Drew Blood. You know that these are guys who step up to meet the level of competition that's across from them.
Oh, sure.
I have no doubt it's going to be the match of the night.
Oh, earlier I was saying that the Nathan Avery-Matt Sygon match was going to be the show stealer. That has now changed. Handicap Heroes against highly entertaining wrestlers with Manager Loudy is going to seal that show. I'm telling you, don't miss out on the show. But I'll tell you what, Harry, where can the fine people find you?
At Instant Classic H on Twitter.
Brady, where can the fine people find you?
I'm on Facebook. If you search for Brady Hicks or Brady Hicks Pro Wrestling Illustrated, on Twitter at Brady Hicks and thebradyhicks.com.
And
you can also find me on Harry's Twitter feed because he always talks about me.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Much.
Omega, where can the fine people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Omega Squad.
Dan?
Dan Law 83 and so much.
And you can find me, I am of course the Dean of Credibility, Double D. You can find me at Folsom County. Follow the show at HIAC Talk Radio on Twitter. The Facebook is facebook.com/HIAC Talk Radio. We have a website, HIACTalkRadio.com. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening to this marathon of a show. But it was an important night, and we talked about a lot of good stuff.
We raised about $3.
We will see you at the Proving Grounds this Saturday. But have a good night, everybody.
And I'm going to look back at him and whisper, no.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.